What's that game called, Pat?
It's called Black Lives Matter.
Oof.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do they really?
Go. Tell me more about
this
game.
What are some features?
It's on Greenlight, and it's a movement and shooting mechanics merges run-and-gun action with quick-thinking puzzle dynamics for a unique game experience. It's got a minimalist, low-poly, blah, blah, blah. It's got innovative social media features that blend the line between player and spectator. Ooh.
So that screenshot.
And it has cultural sensitivity settings to allow the player to customize the game to their own. Like,
I hope it just has a dial on it.
Oh man,
more culturally insensitive, less culturally insensitive.
Turn down that thing.
One of the dial things is just, what are you doing?
How much do the Black Lives Matter? That should be an option. You can just with a number on
the
it.
The screenshot has a bunch of angry blocks surrounding. A blue block.
Also, the company that's making it is called Abandoned Ship.
This whole thing seems fake.
And like
this
the screenshot thing would look like a news like camera footage.
Breaking shooter on a drug-induced rampage.
Oh my god!
And it just blocks.
He has a rocket launcher too.
New Block City.
So like, you know, stuff. You know, in a lot of indie games, they have like guest stars from other indie games show up, like Shovel Knight and a bunch of stuff. So is Hatred Man?
Oh yeah,
going to show up.
He'd fit in. Perfect.
Hate Boy.
Is that his name?
I hope so.
Did he make it into Indivisible in the end?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I think he's one of the first guys that made it in.
Thank God for that.
Hate Boy.
Yeah, I hope he's in Smash, too.
Yeah, that's an incarnation everyone was pulling for.
Man.
Hate Boy hates his way in.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Welcome to episode 126. It's the brand new year.
Feels like the last one.
Rest in peace, 2015.
Shit, is that even a pun?
Is anyone going to start with Auld Lang Syne? Should we just break right into it, or are we just going to...
Sorry, say it again?
Auld Lang Syne.
What is that?
The song that plays when it's
Auld Lang Syne. I know it's a quest in Fallout New Vegas.
Well,
that
one.
No.
Yeah.
Thanks, Wooly. That was great.
That's Auld Lang Syne.
That was really good.
Well, but you know the song, right?
No.
Okay, well, hey.
I know the tune, but I didn't know it was a song.
You're talking to somebody who recently expressed an exclamation that Thriller was an album.
That, yeah.
Ooh.
Also, Salsa. Did you ever figure that one out?
Yeah, no, I ate the salsa. Quite. It was good.
All right.
Did you, though?
Yeah, I did.
How can you blame him? It wasn't in a bowl.
Yeah.
So 2016 was right around the corner. 2015 was easing its way out, and everyone was like, "Yeah, that's a year. That was a year. You know, it was pretty solid." And then right at the fucking buzzer, Lemmy had to die.
Yeah, well,
and it was like, "God damn it!
Thanks for ruining it,
fucking
Lemmy."
God, Motorhead is the shit, and that's such a fucking annoying one.
But
that
here's
sucks.
The thing. If you're, like, this hard-drinking, awesome, like, lead guitarist,
yeah, how
you
old was he?
Die.
He's a bassist, isn't
bassist.
He?
Bassist.
How old was he?
70.
Or so
he did pretty
singer.
Good considering his lifestyle.
Considering he drank a bottle of JD per day, whatever that
he
crazy
did
story
pretty
was.
Good.
But he was supposed to be invincible.
No,
he was supposed to be the other George Burns type.
He was supposed to be taken out back and shot at 40 like all rock stars.
God damn, man.
I bet you his corpse, like, during the funeral still was drinking.
Like, the worst part about that is that I barely know anything about anything. As we just established. So when I saw that Lemmy died, the two touchstones that I knew is like, isn't that guy who poorly performed Triple H's entrance music and was in that shitty game Brutal Legend? That's a tragedy, I guess.
It wasn't a shitty game. It wasn't great.
Yeah.
It wasn't
It
shitty.
Was not the game you wanted.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot, too.
Yeah.
But I didn't love it.
I think the biggest problem is not that it wasn't the game I wanted. It wasn't the game that it told me it was.
But that's the best. Surprises are fun when you get them.
If they're what you want.
Yeah. I really like the surprise, but I could see that being like really unwelcome for some people.
One of the best soundtracks of all time.
Well, that's not fair.
Well, that's
I know.
That was the mission statement.
One of the best soundtracks of all time, asterisk licensed music included. Like,
totally. Yeah.
But even then, like, it loses to some games. So.
I enjoyed it,
had a better soundtrack.
Like Rock Band plus DLC.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that agrees.
Are we allowed asterisks or not?
No.
No.
I don't think you are.
No, that's why you have two categories. You have licensed and original.
Yeah, exactly.
What's frustrating is that, like, the problems are easily fixable. in my opinion, I feel.
Yeah,
for,
take
for Lemmy.
For some people, yes. For people who didn't like the RTS thing, no.
Fair enough. Like me, here's the easily fixable problem. Remove every RTS sequence
element from
the
game
entirely
okay.
and make it a Zelda.
Just a third-person action adventure. Yeah. All right.
But here's a game that's very similar and where it's like, whoa, what is
Goblin Commander.
The Sega game, the Viking one. Viking, Battle of
Sacrifice.
Asgard.
Battle for Asgard, yeah.
So that's made by Creative Assembly. When you start it up, it's like a God of War style thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, okay. But then when you invade bases, it becomes like a top-down kind of light action-y RTS thing.
I actually never
and
knew
that's,
that.
That's fine because it's made by Creative Assembly, the creators of Total War and all those games. Total Warhammer War.
They
what
like
was that?
War.
Total
like
War.
Total Warhammer War.
Total Warhammer.
Totally.
Featuring the 40K.
Yeah. I always go back to Sacrifice as my, like, example of third-person strat RTS where you're on the ground with your units.
I still think the best one ever. I don't know if it's RTS or if it's squad tactics because the line there is kind of blurry, but it's Freedom Fighters.
Yeah, Freedom Fighters.
Freedom
awesome.
Fighters is amazing.
Mm, never played it.
Oh, isn't dude, Full dude, Spectrum Warrior pretty good in that regard too?
I never
played it either.
Really, like, go pop it in for like 20 minutes and you're like, ooh, it just feels really good, especially for a PS2 shooter.
Hmm.
It's the game that everyone yells at IO to bring back instead of the games that they keep making.
It's one of the best games they ever made, and there's been nothing on it for like a decade.
Yeah. When's Cannon Lynch 3?
Never.
Hopefully never.
I can only, like, I can't hate on Brutal Legend in a world where Overture is the same thing but worse. You know?
Oh, man. Brutal Legend's so much better.
Wow, you really contextualized that. Very strongly.
Pretty much.
I forgot.
I played the demo of Overture and just checked out.
Ah.
Just, I couldn't. And I spoke to a friend of mine who beat all of it, and he's telling me all this crazy story shit that's super important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I went back and watched all the cutscenes because that...
Because you needed to know.
I needed to know.
King Kai puts Dizzy in an ice block for eternity because he's a dictator now. Like, what? That's the coolest.
And Sin is rebellious, but, like, for good reason.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And that's where the whole the
Five
backyard
new
thing
Valentine's.
Came from. But no. Go try to play through that.
No. I don't want to.
I won't blame you.
That's the
It'll
game.
Make you appreciate Dust Strikers.
The saddest thing about Overture is that interview that Daisuke gave is like, this is the game that I always wanted to
make.
The tech wasn't before, so I was forced to make a fighting game, I guess. But this is what I really always
bunkering
wanted.
Down.
It's like when they revealed that Resident Evil 2 was always supposed to be the light gun shooter, and they finally got to make Umbrella Chronicles the real vision.
And you're just
well,
like,
and when it's unchained from the original horrible constraints that are
Resident Evil's
gameplay style in general.
Yeah.
Like
you get a fabulous light gun shooter.
Guilty Gear 2 Overture is literally like the prequel trilogy for Guilty Gear.
And let's not forget the part where all your favorite characters from the X series
are dead.
They don't matter. No, they just don't count because they were bonus characters. They're omakes. Because
the fighting
they
games,
don't, they're not the real
the
story.
Fighting games are all side stories.
Yeah. X is all, it's not canon.
Mm.
Yeah, the only thing that matters is Guilty Gear
by your side
and Guilty Gear 2 Overture.
Oh,
that's
man.
It.
So, that's the way I
so
remember.
So glad
it.
That Persona was unshackled from the horrible constraints of RPGs and finally got to be the rhythm game it was always meant to
how
be.
How it belonged.
The way
you can do this.
I can't wait till we can just get past Persona 5 to like the true form, which was an FPS. Like, fuck that game. That's just a constraint that Atlas is held to.
But the neat thing about the Daisuke thing is that, like, this is actually, we're joking, but this is actually what I wanted to do. That's amazing. And
then, like, it's a shame. Like, you can never speak for the quality, because that obviously didn't go right, but I'd love to see what it was meant to
just
be.
Seemed just, like he was really happy with the output.
Yeah.
Just go
no, it's a very peculiar
and he thought it was going to take the gaming world over by storm, you know? Go
and then Daisuke looks at the reviews for the game. He's like, oh, no! I didn't
go find the video of the interview, if there is any, and just overlay, this is what Ishitowari actually believes,
like,
flashing,
like,
you know?
What you want is bad, and what you, like, begrudgingly accept is good.
Fine, I'll go back to fighting games,
I guess.
God.
Like,
settle for that.
I'll play this cool music and get back in, whatever. Here's your stupid non-canon character.
He walks away with his head all bowed, and he's really sad, and he's playing a sick riff on his guitar at the same time.
It's, like, super hot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good stuff.
I'll call it excerpt and make everyone that speaks English super angry.
I remember the worst part about that was that you looked at Guilty Gear X and Guilty Gear XX and all the revisions, and it's like, there are a few games that are more born out of a single person's brain than that. Like, he wrote all the dialogue. He voiced some of
it.
Of the characters. He wrote all the music. He designed all the characters. Yep. He designed the gameplay. So, like, he did a lot of work on that.
But people like that, I feel like it almost makes more sense that they would be super picky about their story.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Because they have a wiki in their head.
Yeah.
And everything that's, like, important to this giant 17-part Shenmue story, you know, he knows how to filter that.
The worst part is all the side story content, really interesting. All the main story content is terrible. It's terrible.
I like the setting, but yeah, it's just silly how.
Why'd you put Dizzy in a block of ice, King Kai? Because Gears, whatever. Like, oh, jeez. Oh.
Oh, God, King Kai.
Yeah, dude.
Just get the King Kai voice actor, and insert,
he's not king anymore, and I don't know why, because I didn't play that
Play
shit.
The game.
No, oh, man.
It's there. Well, anyway.
Hey, this is a lot of podcasts we've created for ourselves.
It is. We pushed.
Front-loaded.
We pushed through it.
Top-heavy.
How many podcasts did we do again?
We've done 125, and this is the 126th.
Wow, that's damn. That's crazy.
Is there a fun chapter. Factoid
Great
that goes
question,
along with
Liam.
That?
So... 126
his misery is adamant. Like, he's just looking at his phone. He just popped up.
126 is the number given to the film format that was used in still photography. Basically, Kodak.
Scraping the barrel.
Well, is it? 126 film is, like, a known film type.
Matt,
it's
guess
16
what?
Millimeter.
I don't.
32 millimeter.
90% of these are going to be barrel scrapes. That's the whole point of this segment.
I guess so.
Now, Wooly, get back to your barrel.
So... a lot of stop motion photography was shot in 126 film.
Is that millimeters?
It was just referred to as 126 film.
Okay.
And it was made for low end point and shoot cameras, and it's been discontinued as of 2008.
I bet that's one of the film types you can slap into the camera obscura.
I bet that
it'll blow up.
Ed 209 was shot with 126 film.
Yeah,
back
a lot
in the
of
day.
Stop motion animation probably was, like you just mentioned.
Man, I can't wait till we get to podcast 209. Did you know there was a robot that had the same number and he was the coolest robot ever?
It was so scary.
Yeah, podcast 420 was will be right. interesting as well.
Yeah, podcast 420, very interesting. Because we'll be washed up by that
We'll
point.
Be really old.
That's like Hi. 6-7 years from now.
Yeah.
It's like, it's all time to be washed up. Yeah. It's just like, hey guys, hey, video games.
No, yeah. No, that's way after the time jump.
Yeah, it's after the, yeah. oh yeah. The
Super best friend cast Shippuden.
Don't you worry.
No, we should stop the podcast at 134. And then resume the podcast like 2 years later.
We have some filler in between to get through. But once we get through the filler arc, we will arrive.
What would a filler podcast even sound like?
We'll just make stuff up. It wasn't in the manga.
Yeah.
Zach gets some character development.
Hey, what games?
Billy shows
what
up.
What games have you guys been playing?
And dies. Oh,
I've been playing Street Fighter Beta.
Whoa, damn.
That is really good.
That did you like Roll in Street Fighter Bait?
I did. I was really happy with Mega Man's representation in that game.
It was good how they didn't Roll
All
cancel
right.
him.
Yeah. Oh. Welcome to the filler.
I had to carry my shit buckets to the tea country.
It's only 8 episodes away before the filler podcast start. Get ready.
Fetch the lightning sword.
Carry the shit buckets.
If episode 134, Esoteric Fact, is not about that episode of Naruto, I am going to die.
He's going to die.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah.
Hey. 2016, we had a new year, and we all kind of did our thing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's
The 2016th chapter.
Yeah, so let's go counterclockwise here. Liam, how was your New Year's?
It was fine. That's it. it just kind of happened, right? Kind of like last year and the year before
like
that.
You couldn't do anything to stop it.
No, exactly.
You, no matter how you try.
My girlfriend and I, we went out for dinner with my parents and we went to see Star Wars again. And
that sounds fun.
Star Wars was really fun to watch. And man, those fucking X-Wing scenes really make me want another Rogue Squadron hard.
Yeah, yeah.
I like more than anything in that movie, I really like the new ship designs.
Well, look
They're
forward
amazing.
To Star Wars Rogue One launching,
which is all for
in
you.
2016.
I am frothing. My frothing excitement cannot be contained.
I could see a game or at least DLC coming out around, at least that's a more expanded, like, space battle shit going on.
I hope so. That'd be nice.
I can see this weird, like, thing happening where most people like those spin-off movies better than the actual episodes.
It's possible.
Because Rogue One, like, sounds, like, really interesting.
Mm.
If they don't,
I'm compelled.
If they don't tie themselves or shackle themselves too much to, like, setting up the episode 8.
Hey, look, there's Finn going by in a spaceship.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't have that type of garbage.
He's like waving out the window.
Hey, look, it's little baby Han Solo. did you guys see to the top 10 facts about Darth Vader's suit?
I did.
From Red Letter?
I did.
No.
That has one of the funniest bits. Oh man!
What is it?
I can't.
You can't.
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Don't.
It's worth, really good. Video.
It's worth watching the entire half hour for this one gag.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. I spent a bit of time playing Devil's Third more.
What?
Yeah, you were telling me this.
That's the game that keeps on giving.
You mean
I was confused because I was like, is there another game?
Titled Devil's Third? Yeah.
Because the last, when we left off with it, it seemed like there was nothing left to be done in the multiplayer.
Yeah, no. So I went to the multiplayer because I figured if we're going to do a multiplayer thing, which we're going to do.
You must do the multiplayer.
Another one.
We should explore everything. And so I played a bunch of levels in, and I got to the factions and stuff. Boy, the online like suite in that game is one of the most intricate ones I've ever seen in a shooter.
Would you say it's overproduced compared to the rest of the game?
It feels like it's the core game.
That's...
Did you fight opponents online?
Tons. But only in certain game modes.
Were any of them Tobunobu 69?
Yes.
Sick.
All of them were Tobunobu 69.
Sick.
No, it's really good. It's got this really cool like siege mode where you build clans, basically, right? And you either join a clan, create a clan, or act as a mercenary independent of clans, okay?
Or pose.
Man,
into
I wish
a clan.
I'm like jealous that the system is in this game and not 10 other games.
Okay, but it gets better.
Oh man.
Because you have a base. Each clan has a base.
Mm-hmm.
And the clan general can customize the base and move stuff around the base. Turrets, buildings around the base.
Yeah.
I want this building over here. And when people attack your base, you have to defend that base from them. So it gets better, though, because there's 10 or so different bases, each in different spots around the United States in the game. And the bases aren't just one map. They're three maps that you purchase. And they all go in a line, okay? And
like
so
an
you'll
assault map
so
like
you'll start defending your base at the first one, and if they win, then you'll defend your base at the more fortified second map in a second round entirely. And if they win that one, then you'll defend your base at the stronghold, which you can also you customize all three of these maps. And it's three
now,
big elaborate team battles.
The tragedy
culminating
of this
in
is
either
that
taking
you can't
over their
send
base or
out
losing.
Waves of bats. To attack your enemies.
Yeah,
is that
no,
correct?
There's no bat cannons, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's bullshit.
The description of what you're saying, my brain goes, what if that was in, like, Halo or an MMO anything?
Well, it'll be out.
Metal Gear. Metal Gear, that would make perfect sense.
A little while ago, Itagaki said something along the lines of, the quantity of features in the multiplayer is genuinely unprecedented something. And it genuinely is. And when the PC version comes out, you should try it because the multiplayer is really elaborate.
What is the Devil's Third?
Never referenced in the story.
The Devil's Third is a music thing that I can't remember what it is.
No.
But
God.
It's a music
it's
thing.
It's a reference to a musical.
It's a music thing.
No, you're thinking of the Devil's Tone.
I'm pretty sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
No, this was a whole thing on a different podcast.
Sure, that's fine.
They argued about it for like 40 minutes.
Here's the thing, Ivan, I think Liam is right in the sense that like Ivan has all these musical instruments and he's practicing them all the time. And like his like room in Guantanamo Bay has all these fucking instruments. So I assume
and then you get to the big endgame reveal where you're like, oh, that's why.
Like he lives in Guantanamo Bay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
He has a huge cushy cell
because he didn't like working for Dead Cell. And so he betrayed his Dead Cell guys and left. And he just lives in Guantanamo Bay and he does missions for the US.
The CIA or something.
And
topical.
And then it gets back to, okay, go kill Dead Cell. And so you go kill that's what the game is, you kill Dead Cell.
Right.
I had always figured that the Devil's Third was a reference to like the third of the heavenly host that goes down with the devil when
maybe.
He quits.
Oh. Maybe that too. I don't know.
Yeah. Actually, that seems extremely plausible.
That too, maybe, yeah. I'm not sure. I haven't really looked into it too much.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, that game's core mechanics are good. I was playing the score attack mode, which is just a single player.
What about the fruit and vegetable match?
The fruit and vegetable match is great. So there's these, okay, you have these maps, right? There's tons of them. And there's merchants, like old Japanese guys all over the map with their fans yelling to come buy their fruits and vegetables. And they've got these cat masks on. And you go up to their stands and you grab as many fruits and vegetables as you can. And then you bring them to the big blender on the map and you throw them in like grenades.
Yep.
And if you get them in, you get points. But the blender will like pull itself into the ground and reemerge elsewhere on the map. And so it's a big contest of trying to keep the other team from scoring with their fruits and vegetables.
Did you ever get any chicken matches going?
No, I didn't try chicken match because it was new. Damn. The fruit and vegetable match was new.
Oh, it's true. Right.
Because they're adding them as time goes on. Yeah.
Time release.
The multiplayer is really good. Single player is... I was playing it again and it's way more enjoyable if you're playing on easy.
Oh wow.
The bosses are just not fun. Like, well, some of them are fine, but I think it's three of them are just completely not fun.
They're actually unfair.
Hey, you guys played
Borderline,
Devil's Third,
yeah.
A bunch. No. Are there any like very overt slams against Tekken in there?
No.
Oh, that's disappointing.
That's a shame.
There were in my descriptions.
Yeah, but not that I could see,
that's
really.
That's my favorite thing about Itagaki. That was always my favorite thing.
His petty dislike of it. We did talk about it a lot.
What are the five worst games you've ever played? Tekken 1, Tekken 2, Tekken 3, Tekken 4.
Yeah,
Tekken
that got brought up for sure.
Special
but...
mention Tekken 6.
The term Devil's Third derives from musical tradition in which the perceived dissonance of a three-note sequence called a tritone or Devil's Interval...
That's
caused it to be avoided.
Okay, so fuck that other podcast.
Well, they eventually got to the same place and I misunderstood.
Yeah,
there
okay.
You go.
I'm a dumbass.
But yeah.
Confirmed.
That game is like shockingly decent if you play it on easy, and the multiplayer is legitimately good. So when it does come out on PC, I encourage you to try that out.
I'll go get Cheat Engine,
fun.
Load that up, yeah. Go
now,
multiplayer.
And ruin it for everyone.
I believe they will only be selling 420 copies on Steam, at which point it will then be sold out.
Yeah, bro.
So
that's a really disingenuous twist on what happened there, but okay.
Be sure to
it wasn't even 420, but okay.
Or you don't deserve it.
It was 520.
No, it's more fun this way. It's
much 670.
I played a bunch of other games, but only for like half an hour, 45 minutes. I've got this one game that I'm really working towards playing, and I can't wait to play it next week, but I can't tell you about it because it's a secret.
Okay.
And the other thing was I was watching, it only started yesterday, but I was watching Awesome Games Done Quick.
Mm-hmm.
And you should go watch Awesome Games Done Quick. It's really, really good.
Apparently
support,
Bloodborne's
support
coming
charity.
Up on Saturday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was done. Got some heads up about a couple other games too as well, so going to go look at the
back
archives.
Do those streams get archived?
Absolutely.
Yes, of course.
Absolutely. They
get archived by individual game.
Because I literally always miss it. I always go, oh, Awesome Games.
It's on right now.
Yeah, but that's the problem. It on being on right now makes me, if it was like, it comes on for this period, then I would be able to tune in, but since it's always on.
Just go home and put it on your TV. You'll watch something eventually.
Every time I turn it on, it's some game.
Like you can wait till, you know, because it used to be cool to just be like, oh, I wait till it's all done and go back and watch the games you care about, but watching games you don't care about and then caring because
it's way more
you didn't
interesting.
Know is
yeah.
way more interesting.
Yeah. Mm. There's going to be a really good run of Mr. Gimmick later this week, so
of
check that out.
Is.
Mr. Gimmick's amazing. Shut up.
Of course there is, because it's a good
shut
game.
Up, though. Okay, watch Mr. Sure. Gimmick. No, you're right.
Who would win, Mr. Gimmick or Mr. Domino?
No one can
you can't
stop
Mr.
Domino.
So then it's Mr. Domino.
Mr. Domino would win, but Mr. Gimmick has a better game.
One of the best titles of all time.
Okay, so I had a bunch of PS1 games I was getting rid of recently.
You
not
sure
just
did.
PS1, but just a bunch of games. And my girlfriend thought I was getting rid of You Can't Stop Mr. Domino because I was playing it, and it was just out.
Oh, no.
And she put it in the get rid of pile.
Oh, no.
And I was going through it, and I was like, what the fuck is this doing? Babe, what the fuck is this doing in the get rid of pile? What are you doing? Like...
There were words.
You do not get rid of Mr. Domino.
You can't even.
No one can stop him.
So I put it back and I played it again.
Your girlfriend almost stopped Mr. Domino.
She almost stopped Mr. Domino.
She almost found the secret.
It would have went really bad.
Would have been bad.
But it was fixed now and I got Mr. Domino. So.
There you go.
Yeah. That's pretty much all I did, though.
Mm-hmm. Where were you when the ball hit?
When the ball hit?
Yeah.
Probably, I don't know, maybe he was asleep. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
In my bed.
That's fine. That's fine.
You're in bed at midnight?
Well, I mean, people do other things in bed than sleep.
Yeah.
Like eat. Just a giant pot of fondue.
You lift up the covers and eat that cookie. Pat.
It's bizarre.
How was your battle against the new year?
Yeah, it was fine.
Where were you when the ball dropped?
I was doing something that I'll get to in a bit.
Eating?
No. I was having like a chip, I think, at that exact
moment. Wow.
But no, I also watched Star Wars again with a friend of mine on New Year's, and boy, that movie holds up to a second viewing.
Yeah, I said last week I was like I enjoyed it immensely.
I was really worried that I would like not like it after all the reveals, but no, it's quite good.
How was the audience?
Normal.
Okay.
Like not crazy, not super shitty. Better than the audience we went to see it with.
Good.
More quiet. Yeah, just hung out with a friend of mine on New Year's. Nothing big. We did end up watching a bunch of that Gundam thing that you recommended to me.
Iron-Blooded Orphans?
Lightning?
Eighth MS team. Most of it. Like, the vast majority of it.
Okay.
So, I have some thoughts about that.
All right.
Boy, that's old. Number one.
All right.
Like it hits you. It's like... Like, it feels much older than it actually is. Like, it's from 95, it feels like it's from the mid-80s or earlier.
Well, it's done in the style of the older series.
It's, like, that's anime as fuck. Like, not even new anime, just, like, the hair. Like, that dickhead Guineas's hair is just all over the place. But I was struck with, like, one big problem the whole time I was watching it, and it really bothered me. It's like, dude, I get it. You're sad that your pen pal girlfriend is, like, breaking it off with you in the mail. You're really excited about your new song, guy, that you're going to go to the other base. I get it. That Xeon chick, she's really hot. But are any of these things more important than the war? No. No, they're not.
Oh.
Stop being a bunch of stupid assholes. I'm not going to kill anybody because I love this girl. You're fighting a war. Your superiors are right.
Go do the war instead.
You're not to be trusted because you won't shoot people in the war. What is wrong with you? Like, it's taking me... And, like, I feel like this is a very humanized version of Gundam. Like, Gundam, I've been told, is very melodramatic.
And depends on the series, but yeah, a lot of the time.
Like... Every single thing, one of the, like, stupid pen pal kid, Miguel, almost gets his CO killed.
Right.
Because he's not paying attention to having his foot down on a pedal.
They're a ragtag group.
No! Jail! Jail for that kid!
Throw him in the brig. How far did you get?
Like, 2 episodes from the end.
Okay.
How much is that?
It's 12 episodes.
Okay,
only 12, like 10, okay. I guess. Yeah.
Norris is a cool guy.
Cool.
I like him better than everyone else in the story.
Cool.
Because he knows how to fight in the war. God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
No. Like, would that be a problem for other Gundam series if I went over to them?
No, because often there's cooler secondary supporting characters.
No, I don't mean that. I mean like shut up, Char. The war is more important than your personal bullshit.
I don't think that'll be a problem because, again, the philosophy of the series changes from because,
you know, like, that's just one, like, you know how you have your thing where you want all the children to die and all that thing.
Well, no, but yes.
And one of my things.
No, I don't want them to die.
I just wish they were alive.
Dead. Yeah, exactly.
And one of my things is like I cannot understand. Like, if your unit is a military unit,
yeah,
and the characters are like just like, again, the ragtag. It reminds me a lot of Valkyria Chronicles. Liam, did you play Valkyria Chronicles?
Yeah, she bakes bread.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of that. Like, everyone's like, "Hey, I'm gonna bake the bread for you guys," and "Hey, oh man, I really want to write this paper," and it's like, "No, there's a war."
Yeah, let's have a little family
and it's
in the middle of what is essentially
a war zone.
This isn't
like a border skirmish. This is a war for the planet. And, like, there's a flashback sequence in which they show a chemical attack that kills an entire colony. and that happens once, and they never talk about it ever again.
It makes me think of Fire Emblem, because Fire Emblem's really good at handling, like, we're all buds in war, because all the Fire Emblem games are war, and I think Awakening's the only one that doesn't handle it well, and it goes too anime.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff fumbles with handling war.
It's just super
with handling
weird, because
war.
You have this really goofy, lighthearted tone, and then they get into a battle, but that lighthearted tone doesn't really leave.
Yeah.
But people are getting, like, blown to bits.
No, exactly. Like, it doesn't need to be the most serious thing in the world. I just want anime brothers in arms.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, I don't...
I just want anime Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Skycrawlers.
That being said,
Skycrawlers. That one's good. They're fighting a war they don't understand.
Yeah, I have now discovered that Gundam has one of my favorite logical fictional contrivances for fighting ever.
Okay.
Which is because I didn't know anything about Gundam, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, Gundam is a bunch of space battles in which the robots explode afterwards.
Okay.
And I was really confused for maybe 6 or 7 episodes. Why don't the robots explode? Why aren't they cutting them in half with beam sabers? And then a story element happens in which you cannot shoot them in certain places because they're all powered by nuclear reactors. And on Earth, you cannot blow up Gundams.
Yeah.
Because it will be a fucking problem.
It's one of the worst ideas.
And I was like, and there's a bit where somebody is going to die but cannot shoot upwards because they will hit the reactor of the Gundam shooting at them. And I was like, that's awesome. That's really fantastic.
It's fucking sick.
That's the best reasoning to just bullshit a bunch of, like, well, why don't they do this scenarios
ever? That being said, in space, it's no holds barred.
That's why all the space battles have these massive robot explosions.
Go nuts. No one cares.
No one cares about a nuclear explosion in space.
Who will it harm? No one.
People who don't give a shit about the Earth don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Either.
Okay.
So there's that.
And they're the really bad guys.
So I know this doesn't deal with the genesis of the war.
No.
But, like, man, fuck those Zeon pigs. Get off my planet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, like, there's heroes on both sides.
Yeah, well, but it's not even that. It's not even that. It's that, like, Zeon is, like, it's not as cut and dry as it seems.
Yeah, I know. And there's some Earth Federation generals that are dicks, and they're doing dirty shit and, like, all that. But you know what? They wouldn't have to do that if the fucking colonies were invading Earth, you fucking cunts. Get off my planet.
It all goes back to who started what, right?
What is a series in which, like, the feds are shown to be, like, just overtly, like, villainous?
Gundam Seed, actually.
One that I'll actually watch.
That's a pretty good example, but there's some other ones out there. But yeah,
because, like, I'm interested to see if that would change my mind.
Zeta has some fucking asshole Earth Federation dudes in it as well.
Not the same series, but Killzone as well.
Yeah, Killzone.
So it's pretty much the exact
Killzone's
same
so
thing.
Killzone's so interesting because, you know, those Hellgas dudes with the eyes?
Yeah.
They're the aggrieved party in that series. Like, the people that you fight, like, they're
the nice people.
They're the nice people. Because, like, it's like they always portray you as the hero, and, like, you're told, oh, you're a hero, and all the bad guys look super evil and, like, Nazis. But then you look at, like, the little excerpts that come in the manual, and you're like, oh, no. Like, the Federation...
Why are we committing atrocities to them?
Is like doing, like, hostile invasions of these countries of these planets for, like, no reason. It's really interesting.
All right. It's a similar kind of parallel.
I also played Divinity Original Sin. They put out...
Oh, sorry. So you're not done yet.
Not
but,
quite.
You're almost near the end.
I hope the main character dies.
Okay. All right.
Like, I hope him and his stupid Zeon bitch girlfriend both eat it. In the final sequence, and they're like, oh, we'll be in love forever now, and somebody with some sense shoots them.
Okay. If that is your main gripe, I think you'll be fine.
Okay, great.
go on.
Like, somebody comes in like, you are a bunch of idiots. Bang. but other than that, like, I liked it quite a bit. Yeah, played Divinity Original Sin. They put out a controller patch recently for that game on PC. Wow, the amount of work they put into that. when you plug in a controller for that game, it changes its UI to the console interface and makes the text larger for TV distance.
That's great.
And the controls, like, it's an isometric, like, classic style, like, RPG. You would figure that it would be a problem. Like, nah, man.
That was the one that got ported to consoles recently,
yes.
Right? Yes, okay, yeah.
So did Wasteland 2.
Yeah, no, I'm just making sure
and
I remember the right
the
one.
The difference between Wasteland 2 and this game's controller support is that Wasteland 2's is not good, and this game's controller support is, like, stellar. It's the best.
Like Diablo 3 levels?
Yeah, that level of quality.
Cool. Huh?
Like, you know how
Diablo.
There's a million little things that you'd have to pick up in those games?
Yeah, of course.
When you hold the A button, you get a radius that just expands around your character and will just select everything.
And you just
and
release it?
And then you go through a menu and pick the thing.
Cool. That's like, handy, actually.
It's absolutely super.
It's well thought out.
And I played more of that hard Heroes of the Storm MOBA.
Hots.
Yeah. So I hit that point where I'm like, I'm playing against humans now, and I suck. I suck so bad. And I accidentally spent like $50 in it.
I saw that.
Accidentally.
Did you see someone on our subreddit went out and he worked on, Heroes of New Earth.
Dude that works on a MOBA and a lot of other people.
That's awesome.
Throwing their information at you.
Yes, I saw that. I absorbed all of it. It was very appreciated.
No, it was really sick.
I
was wondering if that was the guy that was wearing the shirt. From that one video.
That's Don.
Crazy.
That's Don Gates. Yeah.
Don Gates.
Small world.
Don Gate.
Man, they're really good at getting money out of you in that because, like, every time.
Accidentally.
It was an accident.
By mistake. The Blizzard man came to your door.
No, here's what happened, right? So I wanted to see what the process was like because I was teetering. And I had forgotten that my PayPal information was still set up with Blizzard.
Oh, from WoW. Oh, not Hearthstone?
Yeah, from WoW. Like, all that time ago, because my PayPal information hadn't changed. I was like, I clicked on it. I was like, it just bought it.
What'd you buy for $50?
I bought the Storm Bundle. It has 8 heroes in it.
And which hero did you want?
All of them.
Okay.
And then I accidentally bought a second bundle.
And did you,
that's
enjoy?
That's a hard mistake.
Did you enjoy your new heroes?
I'm sure they'll refund you if you ask.
Yeah, you should ask for a refund.
Mistakes, though. Mistakes.
It was an accident.
Completely unintended.
That I totally enjoyed a lot.
Yep.
That game. So I have a problem. And the problem is that because of the Final Fantasy XIV Free Company, I now have this group of people that I can just tell to play a game with me. Like, hey, guys, you want to play Heroes of the Storm? Yeah, okay. 3 of us already do that. Oh, it's a bunch of enablers. I've created a bunch of enablers for my addictions.
That's a problem.
Yeah, no. But it's a good game. Good game. And for context, and I assume there are people that will want to know this, I went and tried Dota. I gave it a shot.
Dota 2.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. Kind of an important detail.
I tried Defense of the Ancients. What's the problem?
Oh, actually, to my knowledge, both of those games are actually the same. And Dota actually gets updated before Dota 2.
Nice. Anyway, you tried it.
That game is an impenetrable fucking mess.
Hey, perfect.
Like Jesus Christ. Holy shit.
Who'd you use?
Sven.
Someone with spikes.
What color was he?
He was blue.
The blue guy.
Spikes.
Uh-huh.
So instead of
Taric.
When you level up in Heroes of Storm, you get talents like it's World of Warcraft or something like that. In Dota, God.
Are those just your abilities?
Yeah, it's just your abilities, buffs. In Dota, instead of that, everything you do gets gold, and you have to get the last hit on enemies to get the money.
To get the money, yeah.
So the first 15 minutes of that game is like just hitting NPCs and running away from everybody so that you can buy...
Just jungling?
One of like 55 items that are all...
They're all good in different ways.
How many 8-year-olds yelled at you for being a shit?
None, because I didn't even play a real game with humans. Like, Jesus Christ.
But they were still yelling.
The spirit was there.
Impenetrable is, like, putting it mildly.
Seems like the type of thing you should have gotten in on the ground floor.
Like 8 years ago.
Didn't they put in that feature where you can simulate 8-year-olds yelling at you, even if you're offline?
It's called going outside.
Yeah. It's pretty important.
And listening.
The other thing that Dota 2 is the fucking weirdest about is I played a character called Sven, and I look at this model, I'm like, oh my God, This is just far enough outside of Garrosh Hellscream's model to not be against the law.
Ooh.
Like, every single UI and...
Is that a Blizzard character that was copied from Warhammer?
Yeah, yes. Yes. Yes, it is. So, like, we're like
never changed.
We're three steps removed now.
Yeah.
And like the shape of Sven's sword helmet are different, and he's blue instead of green.
Okay.
And it's like every single character you look at, it's like that is an off-brand Blizzard character.
I'm a love.
Who's an off-brand Warhammer character?
No. I'm a love Yasuo till the day I die, even if it's from a distance. Ooh. Even though the samurai,
yeah,
he's cool, and I will never ever ever get engaged or involved.
It's so
but I will love him from a distance.
It's so fucking weird. That game is
through the window,
impenetrable.
So next week you have to play Smite.
Yeah,
Smite's, I played a bit of Smite this Smite. Week.
Smite's weird.
It was all right.
Because it's third person.
Yeah. That's, plays about the same, though.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Nah, I got my personal crap.
The hot.
Also, you just invited all the LoL players to come to your party.
League of Legends, to my understanding, is less absurdly impenetrable than Dota, but it's more or less the same game.
Mm.
Like,
the same concept.
Like you still just gave them an open invite
all use the same map.
They're at your door right now.
I mean, HOTS they is the one you like, character. So play League for an hour and get back to HOTS. You know?
Yeah, that's all there is to it. I'll try League for an hour, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, if you like Heroes better, it's just because you're enjoying it better. That's all.
It's faster and there's more maps and it looks better.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
I do like how it has a lot of maps.
And I have people that play with me on that.
How many maps is it?
Like, it came out with like 6 or 7.
I really like how it has that many maps. That's awesome.
Like, yeah, because...
Biggest game in the world, I just assumed there were infinite.
No.
Summoner's Rift, man. You play on the map.
Okay.
No, that's the one.
Well, okay. In Dota, there's the map. And, like, when you look at tutorials, like I was doing, like video tutorials, it's like, well, did you start on the Radiant side or the Evil side? I forget what the Evil side is. But it's like, it's the one map forever.
So there's no, like, use map settings type thing?
There, I know there's League at least games. Has another map or two, because I remember seeing them, mm-hmm. but you play on the map.
The ideology is, do you change, like, the soccer pitch between games? No. You play soccer on the pitch, and the pitch
it's
is
the field, exactly.
Sure, okay. Yeah. But, like, also, like, Christ.
It's odd for competitive games. A lot of competitive games don't run by that standard. So.
Well, even aesthetically, like, just the...
It's the same. No, same map.
Yeah,
okay. Like they will occasionally change it for holiday events.
Yeah, get some Christmas trees in there.
But that's all they do. They change the graphics.
It'll be really interesting in the long run to see if Blizzard, with their online suite, can someday catch up to Devil's Third. But
someday.
You know, it'll be interesting to see.
That's going
to
be a while.
Yeah, it's going to be
that's
a while.
Challenge. I was actually seriously
you're
just
totally
going
right.
to say
like you're completely right.
I don't think I am.
I was actually just going to say,
World
like,
of Warcraft
on that topic.
Doesn't have the depth that he was just describing.
It's kind of insane. But, like, on that topic, like, Blizzard's coverage is, like, scary good when Overwatch comes out.
So, yeah, it's
because they will have, like, Diablo, which is a great single player and multiplayer core experience.
Action game.
World of Warcraft, the MMO.
Starcraft,
Hearthstone, like,
the card
one of the most
thing.
Popular mobile games and also a good card game.
Yeah.
Starcraft. One of the biggest RTSs,
the MOBA.
Overwatch, which looks like
taking,
it's gearing up to be big, and HOTS.
Now we're taking the FPS.
So, like...
How about that character action game?
Lost Vikings.
The most insidious part of Heroes of the Storm, and all of them have started to do this now, and it's like, I feel it in my heart. It's like, oh, you dirty fucks. Is I hit a certain level
accidentally.
And unlocked... No, I heard a certain player...
I see
level,
where this is going.
And I unlocked a card back in Hearthstone.
Mm.
And occasionally for events or some shit, you will unlock a pet for World of Warcraft.
You've unlocked a belt for your arm.
Yeah, like... and I'm sure that the other games do this in various directions.
Tighten that shit.
And that, like, if you bought a certain version of StarCraft 2, you would get a special fancy mount.
Find that vein.
Like, they are really...
You just gotta keep poking until you nail it.
It's right there.
Liam was dead on. They are trying to create a system in which all... Like,
they're succeeding.
There will be a very large contingent of people. You know how there's people that only play Nintendo games?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to become, I feel, more dramatic. It's like there's people that only play Blizzard games because they've covered every genre that you would want.
I feel like the only segment Blizzard is missing... I mean, you know, there's littler segments like racing and stuff, which they do have a racing IP if they ever want to leverage that.
That's true.
In what?
Rock and Roll Racing.
Ah, I forgot.
But, like, the only segment I feel like they're missing is, like, core AAA titles.
Yeah.
But that's not a segment they really need.
No, because they like Infinity Games.
Yeah,
and like you said that you
and
feel
Diablo
like it's going there,
that.
But it's already there. There are people that only play Blizzard games.
Yeah.
Definitely. I barely played any Yakuza 5 this week because I played, like, 100 matches of Heroes of the Storm.
I have nieces that only play and Blizzard games.
I was downloading Hearthstone on my phone on the way over here because, like, why not? I can play it on my phone, for fuck's sake. It's a decent card game. I can play on my phone.
You can do Coke off the back of your phone, too.
Oh, yeah, you can. Like, you can do a lot of things with your phone.
Man. Those... You want to talk bad, dude?
And that's not the sound of fapping. That's finding the vein.
You want to talk bad? Like, the skin?
Hit him again.
Same.
And, like, Dota players on this aspect are right. Yes, having all the heroes for free, that is a better deal than having to pay for them in any way.
Mm-hmm.
But the real crazy thing is those skin prices, man. Like, you want to make your Uther look like a cool end-game WoW paladin? $10.
Well, you know, that's the kind of thing... I mean, I do think it's expensive, but it's like Street Fighter costumes where you play the game for enough hundreds of hours and you're like, okay, I don't mind paying any amount
for a slight visual change.
By the time I bought those heroes and got those skins for $50, like, I had already played like 40 hours of the game.
Yeah, so...
And the other thing is I was looking at it, I did the math. Like, they put out one hero a month and two skins a month, more or less. And it's like, that's $25. But assuming you get the hero and one skin that you wanted the whole time, it's like MMO pricing. Like, it's a secret MMO in terms of, like, $15 a month for the crazies.
I mean, ultimately, it's just like, you know, we're in an era where games are generally the price you want to pay for them.
Yeah.
So, it's you know, intrinsic value.
How, really? Very subjective stuff. Well, I was going to say, like, wouldn't you just, like, pick a main, pick a color, pick a costume,
picking
and stick
a,
to it?
Everyone, you will pick a main, but you will pick multiple mains because there are counter picks and there are, like, team compositions.
Right.
And, if I only have Artanis, right? Like, I hope that my team, my other people that I play with regularly have people that complement that, because if they don't, then
you need to
probably get a backup.
Yeah, okay.
But like with five dudes, you could probably play forever, and you can easily earn five dudes for free within 2 weeks.
But yeah, you definitely do need counterpick stuff in MOBAs.
That's the meta. Because like in I'm not sure if they do it here, but there is a game type in MOBAs in which in a ranked game or in a tournament game, it will start with like a play school, like playground level of like picking characters.
Yeah. So, and striking characters.
Yeah. You get to pick, say, I'll pick Abathur, and you can strike Arthas so that nobody on our team can pick Arthas.
Oh.
So that like you can force people to not like
the, it's like Smash Bros. With stage picks. You can strike stages. Yeah.
In,
it's
a part in of Dota, I vividly remember there was a team that was ranked to be the top, but everyone would counterpick every single person on their entire team, and none of them could play the team that they practiced with.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they lost.
Okay. Huh. So you gotta learn. Like, you have to learn.
Imagine
if like you were at Evo and you said you can't pick Elena.
Yeah, and that's weird because like you will do that with matchups where you will just counterpick the person.
Yeah,
but the person still has the option to go, well, fuck it, I'm gonna fight the uphill battle anyway.
Yeah, but no, overtly.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll pick my character, and you're not allowed to pick the one that's the counterpick.
Everyone's got to be a Shang Tsung, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Oops, all Shanks. Oops, all
oops,
PJ
all
fell.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, but Shang Tsung is like a term that just refers to like you main everybody. Type
of
thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who do you main? Everybody.
Yeah. All right. Where were you?
I was in the middle of a game of Cards Against Humanity, fairly drunk.
Dark.
It was like, hey, everyone. Oh, 5-1-0. All right. Big black dick.
Yeah.
Put down that card.
Yeah.
You know, so, Against Humanity.
Yeah.
But actually, this was, I alluded it to last week that, we went into the, parents-in-law's house, my in-laws, to see this gigantic empty mansion that's super clean because it's always super
clean. So I have a stupid question. Did they know that this was happening?
Yes.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
They okayed it.
Did you still break stuff?
Well, as soon as we walked in, we're going to have our big New Year's party there. I proceeded to go, I ate some stuff at breakfast, and now I have to go to the bathroom. Toilet immediately overflows. The first thing that happens when I walk into the house.
Are we talking like sub half hour from walking in the door? Like 25 minutes in?
5 minutes
Five minutes in.
It
wasn't too bad. It was an easily fixable, but I'm like, 2016. Can't wait. Can only go up.
Here's a metaphor.
Force the toilet to match your pace.
Yeah, no, I did, actually. Anyway, but other than that, that party went well. Lots of fun, lots of good food and stuff. And, you know, didn't get too, like, destroyed or whatever. And, like, 2 days after that, we went to go see Creed, actually.
Creed's good.
Creed is pretty fucking good.
Everyone says.
In the grand scheme of Rocky, how good?
First of all, it's exactly Rocky V done perfectly.
Is it better than Rocky V?
Yes.
Good.
Well, because it's the same thing. It's like, I'll train you. The thing about it is that the thing that distinguishes Creed from the others is that this one's really, really well written. Like, not that the ones were bad, but it's way more grounded.
More and thought out than the rest of the movies.
It's more thought out. Some of the dialogue was actually like really like, wow, that's a really good line, or that's really, and not like the other ones were bad. It's just there's a certain, because this one was not written by Stallone. Almost all of them were written by Stallone, and almost all of them were directed by him.
Yeah. Right.
Not all of them. But this is done by a completely different dude. And I believe the director slash writer of this is also the guy Marvel's getting to do Black Panther.
Okay.
And the only fault, not a fault, but like, this is a tough nut to crack, is that Adonis Creed is not Rocky. He's not like this lovable scamp that you root for. He's kind of like a, not overconfident, but he's a different character. And it's like, well, he's got to be.
He should.
He has a different upbringing, but he has the same career path as Rocky does. And you're like, okay, so it's kind of in the same mold, but he's a different character. And I still liked him. The Michael B. Jordan was like a really, really good actor. And I'm like, it's a great movie, but I'm like, it's you feel two ways about it.
I'm assuming that a lot of the time movies like this, like the crux and or like major turning point is they have a Batman Beyond moment where it's like, I am not Batman. I'm another guy. Yeah. I don't do things his way. And your mistake was thinking that I would.
No, it's everyone going, you're Apollo Creed's son. You have everything held to you on a silver platter. He's like, no, I fucking didn't.
Yeah. Okay.
I was an illegitimate child.
Okay.
I didn't really. And then they're like, no, but you're his son, though.
Okay.
He's like, doesn't matter.
I didn't ask anything for this.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
That's
so it. Totally. So it was still really, really good. And like, It's weird to have this tacked on at the end of Rocky Balboa, though. Like, I would actually, not that, like, I like Rocky Balboa plenty. It's a good movie. But I'd actually rather this had slid in there after Rocky V.
Okay.
Than Rocky Balboa being this kind of weird sort of end, but this continues it.
Man, the premise of awkward. Rocky Balboa is so fucking stupid.
It's kind of stupid.
Like,
the premise for this is actually down? Quite good, though. The boxing match, also the boxing match at the end of this is probably the best fight.
So we have two.
Like, it's so
realistic.
Well,
did it resemble actual boxing?
Yes.
For once.
To me, it really did.
So we have 2 out of 7 fights that look okay.
Adonis doesn't take, like, shitloads of supers and just get up.
He's taking a bunch of headshots, but he won't put his guard up. We don't know what's going on.
I don't understand. This
now
is
his
crazy.
Corner is attacking the other corner.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening? Yeah, okay.
So it's still really
that
good.
Bit where Drago picks up Rocky by his throat and punches him.
And wrestling moves are now occurring in the center of the ring.
There's one thing I wish that they just say, yeah, your father died in the ring or whatever, but no one mentions Ivan Drago. I would have loved to have seen, like, old man Ivan Drago just show up. Like, I break your toe, and he just comes in and wrestling moves start venting now
in his wheelchair.
Like I said,
Lundgren is still massive and scary.
And scary, it's true.
So, but, like, it's easy.
There's a nice love story in there too. I thought that was, like, you know, it's hard to tackle, it's hard to beat Rocky and Adrian.
That street love
between a man and his trainer.
It's a street love story.
That 8 Mile. Find the behind the factory. Hike up the skirt.
Wooly, there's a twist on the Rocky running down the street with kids behind him this movie. That's so fucking good.
Oh yeah, like, I saw that. That's in the trailer.
Isn't that in the trailer where he's running from?
I never saw the trailer though.
Okay,
he's running from some hooligans.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good, but in context, it's amazing. I was like, this is so cool.
They spoiled that.
You say you ought to see the other movies before this?
You don't need to.
But context is pretty important, though.
I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah, if it's, I'm wondering if it's viewable without them as a standalone thing. Yeah, okay.
I think it is.
Like, well, you're right about context, but it's like, who does? Like, I had never watched the Rocky movies until last year, and I still pretty much knew everything I needed to know about the Rocky movies.
Yeah, I guess. But at the same time, it's like saying certain boxers' names of people he fought and stuff. Mm. Like Seven, you could have watched Force Awakens without knowing anything.
Yeah, no,
a lot of people did, but you know.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's required reading because, like, I don't think Star Wars 1 through 6 are required reading.
I think you should.
They're not, but
it
not
makes
required
it better,
reading. Yeah,
I think is the,
as opposed to Star Wars 7 is required reading for 8.
Yes.
Right.
You know,
like there's a couple of flashbacks to the old movies, but they're done in such a context where like it makes sense. I don't know. It's hard to get into specifics. The other thing that kind of happened is I got Zach this new toy, which is just basically which is this RC car.
Yeah.
That's in the shape of a rat, and it took forever. I got it from Amazon, and the box came in all fucking beat up and
perfect.
Shit. And I'm like, oh, that's good. And I put in a bunch of batteries, doesn't fucking work. And
nice.
I'm like, I kind of mixed these batteries up. This one's from this one. And I'm like, let me get some brand new batteries. So I put brand new batteries all the same, and it starts to work, but a little bit. It's very inconsistent. And you have the rat zoom around the floor, and Zach gets fucking freaked out and runs away. And I'm like, yes, perfect. Then the rat just stops working, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess it's fucking beat up. Well, that was a waste of money. All through the night, the rat moves by itself, and we can hear it. None of us are controlling it. I'm shitting the bed every night. We hear the rat. We're like, is that someone coming in to kill us, or is that a rat coming to kill us? And Zach's hiding. We're basically held hostage all
by
night.
This toy.
So we suffered for that because I kept forgetting, like, just turn it off, like, turn off this little switch or fucking take out the batteries. And I swear one night I remember taking out the batteries, but I still heard it.
No, that means there's real rats in your walls.
But it's not the sound of a rat. It's
the sound of a little car.
Rat.
Well, yeah, you have a little car rat in your
walls. Car rat.
Well, I walked into your place and, like, Matt's like, hey, check out this new thing. And it just slams into the wall and stops moving.
And then
I'm staring at it and Matt, and I'm waiting for it to burst into flames.
Then, like, about 2 minutes later, I put the controller down, and I turn over to you, and then you're about to say something, and the rat moved again by itself. And I was like, see? Anyway, super scared.
God.
Don't like it.
And that makes you seem super nuts, bro.
I also watched a couple more episodes of Ash vs. Evil Dead. And I'm kind of like, can this possibly sustain itself as it goes on? Because there was one episode where literally nothing happened. There was another fight between Ash and another Deadeye. And I was like, that was the episode. But now Lucy Lawless shows up as an actual recurring character. And I'm like, oh, okay. They're doing something interesting with her. And she's referencing like Evil Dead 2. Like, Ash did this to my, like, whatever. And I'm just like, okay, so they're bringing in some new characters. That's cool. There's one line that fucking killed me, and that it'll be especially relevant to us, which is Ash brings a Necronomicon to an occult book expert.
Yes.
He's like, can you read from this book? Can you do something? And then the other two kid characters are like, no, don't mess with the book, Ash. He's like, no, we got to do something. Like, no, don't mess with the book. It's a bad idea. And then, like, you know, there's dark swirling skies and it's getting scary.
Very ominous, of course.
They go, Ash, don't do it. And he goes, hey, do you want to read from this book or not? And the occultist book guy goes, I've waited my entire life to read from this book. And then Ash turns and goes, see, he loves it. And I thought about that line.
Right.
See, he loves it. And I laughed for a good, like, minute or two. And I was like, that's such a throwaway line.
Yeah,
but Ash would totally see, he loves it. Anyway, I thought that was really funny. I finally got my Poison Bishojo.
Finally.
Just looked at it, opened up the box, smelt it, put it back in the box, and I'm like, I'm going to save this. I'm going to smell this again.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best one. And now I want a line. I want Femme Cody, Femme Hagar, Femme Guy. I want all of the Bishojo Final Fight heroes. That will never happen.
But that's what you need.
But that's what
you
I
just
need.
You invented
to
that
get
in your
through.
Mind and said, I want that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You didn't think you wanted
I
the
got
mustache.
Femme Jason.
Okay, true. You did.
Like what's there's
Jason, there's Freddy, there's Luke Skywalker, or is that just a pilot?
No, that's Han Solo's daughter.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah. That has been removed from existence.
That no longer exists.
Oh,
no
I thought I literally thought that was just like some
that
Rule 63
thing.
Her name is something something
or,
Solo.
Oh, shit. I had no idea. Well,
yeah.
never mind that.
Yeah, so.
But Mara Jade is like Luke's wife.
Freddy Krueger and whatever. And
there's another one coming soon. There's like a Leatherface or a Michael Myers femme.
Oh, I didn't know about
something.
That.
Another horror one. I might be mistaken, but
that's
like
cool.
I remember seeing something like that. And
the
I
Rule
got,
63 line.
And I got, yeah. I got a new laptop that came in the mail. It's pretty much exactly the same laptop Pat got. The first thing I did was download Broforce because I forgot that Broforce released what we played
yeah,
before
it actually
was
came
early
out for
access.
Real.
Yeah.
And speaking of like Heroes of the Storm and adding heroes, the amount, the sheer amount that since I stopped playing, like when me and Wooly took a look at the game, mm-hmm. the sheer amount of dudes added.
There was like a pack every 2 months.
Every 2 months.
That's crazy.
And there's like Ripley. There's,
so what's the number?
I couldn't get an accurate count. But there's Christopher Lambert, bro.
Wow.
And he comes in like
wow.
Gavin McLeod, bro. And then Broden, which is just Raiden
wow.
from Mortal Kombat. And it's, then, of course, the bride is in there as the bro.
Yeah. When I, learning how to, like, use all of these people because you're rotating through them must be insane.
How do they get
insane.
Away with
it,
that?
When we played it, it was just
it
on
was
the
hard
edge.
Enough with
it
the
was on the edge.
Dudes.
Yeah, it was on the edge of being like, this is difficult, but yeah, you can learn this many. And
yeah.
it's no problem. But fucking double or triple that
and
roster.
Let me ask you, Wooly, like, you played a lot of Darkest Dungeon recently. Like, back when I, like, we first did that quick look, like, there were only, like, 8 hero types. Mm. And they added 4 more, like, the day after we finished that video. What are they up to now?
Not much more than that. I think we're still around, like, 13.
Okay.
Okay, that's reasonable.
And
that's not for crazy people like Broforce is. Oh, yeah, because you die and then you...
And
oh
you get
God.
Someone else.
Because
no,
every time...
Christ.
Remember, every time you rescue a guy, it adds to your lives, but
so
each of your lives
not a character
is a
select
new guy.
Screen. It's mm-hmm. a random.
Super Time Force
you have to play on your feet.
Uh-huh. Do you know how many fucking characters Super Time Force has?
Now?
Holy shit.
Really?
No, even when we played it, it has over like 30 characters.
Shut up, really?
Dude, the roster is gigantic.
I
not even
remember that.
Like, there's like
I never played the shut the fuck up version.
There, like, there's an insane amount. Let me get the number.
Stufu Ultra Edition.
Get my Stufu out of your Bufu.
Yeah.
Even the one we played had way more characters than we saw.
I thought it had like 6.
I thought
max.
It had 6.
No
also.
Man, no.
That's just how many they advertised.
It had the dinosaur.
Yeah,
that's awesome. But none of us.
They did not talk
well.
About all. Of
yeah,
them.
I mean that's what Lily was telling me before. It's like they advertised those guest characters, but there was a whole bunch of unadvertised ones.
Yeah, and like the yeah. Sony ones are only like the tip of the iceberg.
That's coming back to me now. But really quickly, also. Had time because it was like a triple double mega XP weekend on Killer Instinct. I put some time into that, unlocked a couple more accessories and colors for some characters I'd kind of been ignoring, and I'm still wondering like when Shadow Jago will get like his own accessories and stuff, because I guess I'll be coming in an update probably season 3, but I'm just like, oh, I
want
to get stuff for him.
Do you want a main Shadow Jago? Because I noticed that you're really on it.
It's
so I don't know if it's just because it's like
it's because he's like he is like Akuma in that like high risk, but like, yeah, he does not like he takes damage, but he's just so fun to play and just so fast. But he's like a more familiar Omen.
But do
you know?
Like him more than Saberwolf?
More than Saberwolf? Yeah, like in terms of story and looks, I do.
Okay.
Like she just looks cool, and Saberwolf I just like because I like his play style. But I mean, Shadow Jago is like very rushed down.
Okay.
Don't be careful, just go nuts.
Because I'm like, cool, new character in the game, awesome. But like, I'm not really planning to like.
You're still on the Thunder bandwagon?
Love and Thunder, man.
Yeah. So new characters getting added for you is just like, well, I've got to learn this.
Got to learn that matchup.
Yeah.
Unless, and we'll get into this a bit later, the new Shadow character that might happen
turns into
Shadow Thunder.
I
but
doubt it will.
Because
the Microsoft producer gave his 3 choices about and put a poll, and then we'll talk about it later.
Yeah,
anyway.
we'll get into it.
So that was basically me, though.
Cool.
Let's get into it.
No, Wooly's week still remains.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Wooly's year, in fact.
Where were you when your balls dropped?
Well, before the balls dropped, we'll start out...
doing this podcast. It was last week.
Yeah, we'll start out with, like, the podcast last week ended. day after that, we did some recording, and I went over to Pat's. We hung out, and like I helped him set up stuff.
I appreciate it.
And then I got home after that.
That was the best. Like that was the best. Like I look at my phone and just go, "Oh fuck!"
Walked in, and that's the day that my TV finally said, "Nah." No more.
I'm done.
Didn't your TV say, nah, no more, like every
year's
month?
Every year.
It said, no, three. Years. So 2 years ago, it did, but I, but when that message first popped up, it was.
Replace bulb or
replace,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. If you replace bulb, you can see clearer image.
Yeah, that's
yes.
right.
Yeah.
And I knew about that. So I bought the bulb and was waiting for that moment.
Yes.
Well, when that, it eventually happened,
yes.
I replaced the bulb and mm-hmm. it was fine for another 2 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and after getting like 12 years of life from this fucking yeah. thing,
well,
I'm fine
the,
with
the,
it.
The
no, of course.
The main
of course.
Thing is
you know,
that
there's no reason to be upset
all
when a 12-year-old TV dies.
The timing of it, according to like the lifespan I should have gotten, was I got an extra 6 or 7 years out
yeah,
of this
no,
thing.
Yeah, no. Like if your TV hits like 8 years, it's time to like seriously consider replacing it because it's gonna die on you.
Not to mention
in the near future.
Not to mention that.
But you got an extra three.
Rear projection doesn't fucking exist anymore.
Rear projection TVs like amazing. Yeah. It's super dead.
That's done.
Yeah.
So
enjoy getting this out of your house.
Oh yeah. Well, dude, it's,
is it as heavy as it looks? It's not a CRT.
It's
this weighs like barely 10 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, I was gonna say
push
it's not a CRT.
Push it. Just push it.
I don't think it's good. Well, it's broken.
So I don't know about.
No, literally, just push it a little bit.
I don't know. I did. I don't know
that's
about
not,
10 pounds, but it's not heavy
crash
at all.
Crash it into the mic.
It's, you can. I can one.
It's not heavy at all.
I can one arm it.
Yeah, yeah, it's not heavy at all.
Most of it's hollow because
man,
it's
you're
just,
a big strong yeah. man.
It's rear projection.
So yeah, you know that was like all right, perfect timing, right on Boxing Week. And
yeah,
like,
Liam just sends out this fucking flyer like, hey, everybody, everyone will buy new TVs now.
Well,
a friend of mine posted on Facebook and I was
did.
Like, holy shit,
yeah.
that's an actual real good deal.
So I just said, hey, guys, TV dead. What happened?
So,
happened?
So all three of you bought like TVs on like the same day.
Yeah,
I was going to, but then I was like, no, I don't absolutely need one. But then my parents' TV at their house broke, so they're like without a TV. And
so
I you
were
like,
back to like, how can I
go.
Trick my wife?
How can
yeah.
I trick my wife?
I mean, and like this podcast is actually being recorded on my tablet.
Yeah.
So because my TV's out, but I bought the same one that you sent me, Liam, that you just got as well.
That one's super good. It's a 48-inch 4K Samsung monitor
yeah.
for $800.
Yeah.
And should mention again, if anybody wants to buy a new TV and likes video games, should check out DisplayLag.com.
Yeah, see where it ranks.
That place is the fucking shit.
Yep.
Yep.
It's the...
Although the top of that list is like all curved 3D shit, and I'm just
well,
like, get
well,
that out of my
well, no,
fucking
the,
face.
The top of the buyer's guide for holiday list that only has 4 items on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's just like literally what is the best TV that exists.
I don't
the main
get
issue
those
with
curved
the
TVs. Shouldn't they curve the other way?
No.
But I don't. But if like if you have different people on a different viewing angle, it would be hard for people's on the extreme
it's
left
because
and
they're
right.
so goddamn big that if they were flat, the viewing angle would begin to become poor for the edges of the screen. So they curve it in so the viewing angle stays correct.
It's super weird.
Oh, that is
because the screen's just so goddamn
yeah.
big.
Yeah, but you are right. There is the issue that like as soon as, like. Exterior viewing angle does take a hit
yeah, definitely.
Compared to a flat screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Now
the only thing I don't like about display lag, because I love that website, is if you want to get a big TV, you're going to scroll down that list for a while because
yeah.
it's all 26
yeah.
well,
inch
TVs
for
a while.
Filter.
Yeah.
You can filter the search.
And like the buyer's guide thing, I got lucky when I looked at the buyer's guide thing last year that the TV that was like number one, it was not a crazy curved TV and
yeah.
was at a local Future shop. Right. And was like,
yeah.
okay, well, that solves that shit. But its best thing is to look at a TV that you already want and then find out what its actual stats
yeah,
are.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, my only like hesitation/reservation is that this one that's here is 52.
Yeah.
And I bought the one that you sent me was a 48.
Okay,
they had
bigger ones though. It went up to
yeah.
like.
Well, that is a
Matt bought the next one up.
I know.
I got a 55.
I know, but yeah. there's just a little thing in your head. Where it's
well,
like, you know, it's kind of like it's like a significant other.
No,
you don't want to go down.
Well,
no,
Matt
want to go up.
Matt went for the 55. You could have gone for the 55.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's
excuse me. I can fit just up to 55 going off the edge.
Yeah, you don't want to push that. You don't. So the thing that's going to happen to you, even though the TV is only slightly smaller, it's going to look way smaller because it doesn't have that rear projection fucking massive bar underneath.
It's got a little stand, yeah.
It's going to have a little stand, and it'll sit lower than your current TV.
Yeah, lower.
Yeah,
it's fine. I'm ready for that world.
But like,
I mean, going from, what is this, 720?
Yeah.
So you're going to go from a slightly blurry 720 to 4K, so...
Yeah. But realistically, 1080.
Get ready for Korean soap operas.
Yeah, realistically, 1080. Yeah.
If I feel uncomfortable, I'll switch it up for 55.
Yeah, of course.
You
know.
Man, that feeling, get that new TV feeling when you really upgrade, it's like... Oh!
Well, what I want is I want to go find the perfect 4K test video to, like really push it.
Do you porn. Do you have the right... You have HDMI
porn,
3 stuff?
The birthing scars, yeah.
Like, the first game I played on my new TV when I got it was Black Flag, and I feel like that, like, bumped up that game's quality in my mind by a significant percentage.
Just because it was so pretty?
Well, it's because you would go to those swimming missions underneath the water, and, like, the blues, man, they look so good, goddamn. God damn.
Is your TV an OLED TV?
I can't remember. It is not.
Okay.
It is a tri-luminous Sony LED. No, LCD, actually.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so will they pick out something real nice, real shiny?
Yeah. Pirates.
To just dive in. No.
Pirates,
that
movie.
Man, that would be a shame. That would
Belladonna.
Be a shame.
It's a good one.
Yeah, so whatever, that happened. Then I was like, you know what? I don't give a fuck, because I was about to leave. Anyway, so I was on the way to Ontario for my New Year's. So I ordered it up and said it'll be here like a day or two after I get back. So I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you and Matt cannot leave your homes on the same day because your TVs are both getting delivered on the same day.
Yeah. So no, my New Year's was spent going up to visit the girlfriend's family, spending time up there, and trying to be all fucking manly and chopping wood with the dad.
That's,
chopping wood with the dad.
That's manly.
Right? But then failing.
Oh, no. You don't know how to chop wood.
Well, it was... I have experience with swinging the hammer against the tire as like an exercise thing. Because that's what they have at the gym.
Yeah.
Right? That's a boxing like exercise.
You see, my father-in-law didn't see me blow up his toilet.
Right. Right.
But
here, it was right next to him. Right?
That's no good.
And I was like... Oh no! I got the axe in, and then I couldn't crack it all the way through, and I did the upside down thing.
Oh
no! But then he came in and did his job, and he also kind of failed spectacularly at chopping the wood. So we both kind of went, ah,
you're both losers.
Just it's fine. just tell the ladies inside that it was
great. So tired from all that chopping.
Yeah, no.
Holy shit.
Look at all this pre-cut wood we bought.
I can barely lift my arm.
Yeah, no. So that was a like anti-bonding experience that turned into actual bonding. So that was cool. We then went up to spend our New Year's at the cabin, which was the cabin in the woods up north. And
so how many of you died?
Yeah, well, here's the thing, right? After a certain point when you no longer see any civilization and you just see trees.
So you're looking at a window roads, and it's just like until dawn.
Until dawn.
I was going to say, then if it's Willy's experience, until dawn, everybody died.
Walk into the cabin of you know, youthful couples and friends hanging out playing beer pong and stuff. Look around the room.
Quarters.
Oh, no.
Only black guy.
Oh, no.
Well aware.
Oh, no.
So that night
you're
was
dead.
Fun. All,
somebody could have killed you and blamed it on a phantom ghost.
Marked my exits.
No, somebody could have killed him and blamed it on Wooly.
So, yeah, that was a fun night. New Year's was spent around the bonfire outside. It was pretty fucked because you kind of walk around the back and it's pitch dark. That's
there was still scary. No snow at the right? time either, right?
There was tons of snow. Tons
oh, there was
snow.
Some at
oh,
the
yeah,
time?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
coated. Coated,
coated. Okay, yeah. I forget when that happened. So my sense of time is
that
blurred.
That level of country abyss.
Yeah, and you
that
take...
That shit's scary,
that's like,
man.
That's where I lived.
Yeah.
You
we'll
walk
call it an abyss.
You walk
we're
into
not
nothing.
Used to that shit.
And we were waiting because apparently we were supposed to be able to see the Aurora Borealis from where we were from.
At this time of the day?
Really?
Yeah.
That far north?
But
this part of the country?
Localized directly to you?
But it didn't show up. It didn't show up.
What
so
a coward.
We walked over, we had a bonfire,
a
and
bitch.
We sat down and just rang in the new year around the bonfire. It was fun. Mm-hmm. And then I stood up and turned around and realized that that wasn't trees behind me. That was a waterfront edge. And it was an ocean. But it was so black. and fucking dark that I couldn't tell that that was an open ocean.
Were you,
ocean.
Like, up against, like, Hudson Bay?
We were right up against the water somewhere in northern Ontario, and you couldn't tell because it was that fucking dark outside.
Don't fall into that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary.
You know, so went back inside, and there was going to be a big sleepover, maybe, like, 16, 17 people in this big cabin. And we realized upon reentry that it had upgraded from cabin in the woods to the barf cabin.
Yeah.
Because that one guy,
yep.
that one guy yes. had a way beyond his means.
Yes, he did.
And
I'm
he
sorry.
Went downstairs
yep.
and just started cycle like fucking spin attack Zelda style.
Just everywhere.
Everywhere, right? And then again, but here's the thing, right? He's like, no, oh God, he realizes how bad it is that he's throwing up all over his friend's cabin. So then he starts looking for the garbage to vomit in instead.
That's correct.
So he grabs the first thing that he thinks is the garbage, and it's someone's fucking luggage.
Yep.
And barfs directly into their luggage. And that's not it. So he grabs another black bag thinking it's the, and he's just vomiting in people's stuff directly
to you.
And at least 2-3 people had their shit just coated.
What?
Just coated.
In their bags?
There's no fixing that. Just throw it out.
So,
everything
just
in there.
That guy, I'm pretty sure at some point he recovered, but...
And killed himself.
No, you just stay downstairs for the rest
happen?
Of that
like,
night.
When did this happen? Like, on the last night?
On New Year's. We were there for one night.
Happy
on
New Year.
On New Year's. And, yeah, no. So, the bottom floor was quarantined.
Never living that down.
The top floor got a lot cozier than it was intended to be.
Yeah.
Although, we were fine because we had our own room. From like beforehand, but woof.
The barf sluice woof. Downstairs.
That is like, even for a drunk person, that is like some remarkable errors.
I don't, yeah, I was gonna say.
That's what I'm saying.
I was gonna like, say, that kind of seems like a work.
It would have been better to just let it fly where it would.
Everywhere.
On the floor.
Let it slosh against the bottom of the stairs.
But yeah. then targeting people's stuff.
I can solve this. I can solve this.
I did it.
Wait, let me just vomit in your bag. Wait, let me just vomit in your pants. Wait, let me just vomit in your mouth. Like,
just so, yeah. And I was amazed at, like, the friends took it surprisingly well. Like,
oh, that's Jimmy.
You kind of got us. So.
You know, irked and upset, but like, all right.
How long after this incident would you be stuck at the cabin for?
Well, here's the problem. We were there for the rest of the night till the morning,
uh-huh.
And we were snowed in,
uh-huh.
and we had to go out and fucking do the hard shoveling uh-huh. all the way through.
There was only one thing to eat in the cabin,
concrete.
So.
And I will say that he kind of redeemed himself a bit by getting up nice and early and helping shovel
okay.
out the pathway.
Because, like, if you're with that person for more than... Like, if nobody's able to go home, you can't really turn the knobs up because
yeah.
you're stuck with that person and you're asleep and they can kill you.
Yeah.
Because after that...
It, you get away with it, too.
All the throw-up and all the people in the cabin, it would start to turn into the Hateful Eight.
Yeah. Like, he got up nice and early and started digging a way out, but it was also kind of because he wanted to get out first and just go...
Yeah.
So, yeah,
snow
that
shoveling
was something.
While hungover sounds awesome.
Getting those traction aids out.
Mm.
So that was that part of it. Then came the crazy shit, in my opinion.
What?
So, here's what's
what?
Up.
Did
recently.
You, did you fight a bear?
Close. No. No.
That shouldn't be close.
Recently,
how can anything be
recently
close?
there was a wedding in my family, and
you told me about this shit.
Congratulations to whoever,
and it led to a lot of the family sort of reconnecting and whatnot.
Revelatons, you
right.
might say.
So, at this wedding, after people were able to like connect with them, they're like, "Hey, you know, we need to stay in touch, and you know, whatnot."
You have quite a large family.
Yeah, none of us knows how deep the rabbit hole goes, and
yeah.
that's where this is going. So we all decided to get in touch and created a WhatsApp group
Uh-oh.
And started talking on WhatsApp.
Uh-oh.
And so that started reaching out, and so on that on New Year's Day, I saw a video while I was there in Ontario. Of my half brother, who I hadn't seen in about 2 years,
mm-hmm.
Just saying like, "Hey, Happy New Year, everybody!" and then like spinning the camera around, and he was there with my dad, who mm-hmm. I hadn't seen since probably 2008 or
okay.
so. So I was like, "Huh? Oh, you guys are like here." So I gave him a, I gave my, my half brother a call, and I was like, "Yeah, you guys are in Ontario, or whatever." And he's like, "Yeah, I'm on my way to the airport." I'm like, "I'm like 20 minutes from the airport.
Let's go hang out."
So I went and saw my dad for the first time in forever.
Yeah,
and yeah,
that's crazy.
I don't know what it is when like you. Well, look, it looks like an old, weaker version of me.
Yeah, and that seems about right.
And, you know, for whatever reasons, my first thoughts are like, yeah, I could take him.
Yeah, no, that's right.
If no, it came down to it, I could defeat this man.
I think about that every time I see my dad, and I'm always hit with the thought afterwards, like, no, I can't.
No, you can't.
No, I can't.
Yeah, I can't.
He'll beat your ass and drive you back home.
My dad has robotic hips. I can't beat that.
My dad boxed in his youth. Even all busted up as he is now, he could kill me in 2 seconds.
Yeah, and
watch out for the second swallow.
Yeah.
Bloody cross.
No, but and just, you know, like still standing like taller and whatnot, and ended up just catching up a bit, I guess. Weird.
That's crazy.
Weird, right?
No.
No, I'm saying it was a weird thing. Oh, but okay. But what we then had was on this WhatsApp group, so we started getting into like, okay, what do we know about our family? What do we not know? How did we get here?
Okay.
And we basically were able to add enough people to the group that we pieced together what the generation above ours was like, which is like my dad, my uncles, they all had like 7, 8 kids, different moms all over the place. It was nuts, crazy. We had, like, I mentioned the story before about Ding Dong, who are you? I'm your cousin from so-and-so and so-and-so.
Like, what? No, you're not.
Let me get on the phone.
Get out of here.
Oh, wait, fuck, it checks out. All right, get in. Right?
Get in. Here's
you're one of us now. And so we were trying to, trace shit back. And it turns out that, like, if you go to the level above that, it's the same level of insanity with just having babies nonstop and not knowing or caring where they are. Exponent like 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because my grandfather, who I've never met or don't know anything about, none of us do, the pieces of information we got were...
The pieces of Eden.
That we got were, this man owned a place down in Jamaica.
Have you seen the truth?
Called Madden Town, for starters.
Yeah.
He had land and servants and horses and giant and just everything. And
Mecca.
Right?
Yeah.
Super rich dude, right? Picked up...
Titans.
And went and said, fuck it, and moved to the UK.
Okay.
My grandmother refused to go.
Okay.
He tried to send for her a couple times. She's like, nah, I don't want to. Right?
I ain't about that.
Exactly. Stayed back and raised all of us and so on, right?
The clan, yes.
He then was like, okay, sent for another woman from Jamaica.
And no, you look okay. Get in.
Sent for her. She came up to the UK, right?
Yeah.
Sent for her and her daughter, because they were like a family or whatever, right? That woman turned out to be my grandmother's best friend's sister. So already cutting it close.
Yeah. A little close.
Has kids with the woman.
Of course.
But then reveals the true plan. Has kids with her daughter.
Oh, wow.
They have
There's the true plan, all right.
Hustle, loyalty, respect.
Totaling somewhere around 15 is where we think the count is at. We're unable to track them all down, but we know at least two of them based on death certificates only.
Oh, wow.
Including one that was like died when he was a kid type
this
of thing.
This is fun.
Dude ups and dies of a heart attack.
Okay, that's normal.
But then
is it?
Further investigation.
He came back.
Proves that actually there was foul play involved and it was possibly poison.
Yeah, poison's a good way to get a heart attack.
Piecing together everything, the theory operates that the daughter the mother and him had so much hatred going on at the end that someone just up and fucking killed the guy because
he was a Templar.
Because he was...
I'm I'm really waiting for the part where, like, Wooly reveals the, like, and then we go back one more generation and it's Hitler.
So what? Dude possibly got offed for playing a daughter and mom. Fucking
in the family manipulation handbook, it says don't play the parents against their siblings, they'll kill you.
Yeah. Finding out about the trials of Maddentown.
Yeah.
And how there's a branch family from the fourth generation.
I feel like there's a show that can be developed about Maddentown.
Shit, right? Fourth generation
dynasty
up, branch. There's a branch brother that said fuck this and gave up the name and picked up another name, but then continued to have kids and didn't tell anybody. So there's at least
the
one marriage four generations down between a Madden and the other family.
Like that's still actually a Madden.
In my mind, there's this moment where you're going through a 300-year-old family album and you turn a page and you're like, that's me. And it's just you on the page.
Dude. I'm telling you.
Then Wooly looks at his hand and it starts fading away.
Like, losing my mind at this crazy shit.
Yeah.
And then, and we're talking to the point where one of my cousins is telling the story about how we're trying to keep track of where all the siblings went and where they ended up, and we don't know. And out in Jamaica, he's with his dad, my uncle, and they literally... the TV is on. Someone is on the news going, hi, my name is so-and-so Madden. My father is so-and-so Madden. I'm trying to locate him. And my uncle is like, turn off the TV. Turn off the TV. He wants to find me. He wants my money.
I don't know nothing about that.
Turn it off. Literally. Like,
live, right then and there.
Fucking punchline shit happening.
Sounds like you need to do two things. Number one, find and recreate Maddentown.
Yes.
Two, get all the warriors.
Oh my god.
Slipknot together.
With a family that large and that small of an area, the real horror is not going backwards, but it's going forwards and figuring out how many people accidentally married relatives.
Again, we have there's one.
There's new stories coming in.
And then there was another, but
what
only
what do you mean by accidental?
No, because of the name change.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so there was at least one Madden marriage.
They tricked themselves.
And the fucking old people knew but didn't say shit.
You almost fooled me, idiot.
Hey, I'd like you to meet my grandpa. Hey, grandpa. What?
Fucking. I know. That's scary. Thankfully, again, it was only four generations
That's the
nightmare. Right?
Thankfully.
And the same cousin that told me that story about the uncle, he was down there chatting up a girl. Things are going good. And was going to seal the deal at the end of the night when... Mm-hmm. Someone's name came up that was a cousin they both had, and he fucking ran and basically was like, I can't be down here anymore, I can't talk to anyone, it was too close,
too insulated,
can't do it, man.
That's like, come on in to Maddentown, hang with us, we won't let you frown.
So thankfully,
your girlfriend's fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fine.
Sure. Yes.
Okay. Good.
Although,
just make it all.
I found out something funny. Because she's Acadian, and like, I was telling her about this story, and she told me that like, apparently, Acadian people, they do like a genealogy test, and it's like, if you go up to five generations back, and you're not related somehow from five generations,
almost certainly, yeah,
the genealogy test is free. That's how often
it seems like it would
I imagine
be.
If you go back like maybe 50, 60 years, most Quebecers have literally, like my grandmother had like eight brothers and sisters.
How far back do you have to go until you hit Desjardins or La Fleur?
Yeah.
Because you're going to hit one of them.
How far do you have to go back to the genesis of all Quebecers? You go back to Les Filles du Roi.
Yeah,
like
that, yeah,
and
exactly.
Like nearly all Quebec people are descended from like 50 women
from the one guy.
Yeah,
yeah, no, man. So man. That was some dark
that's
shit.
That's spooky.
Dark shit
that's,
that came out.
That's
there.
That was an excellent podcast.
Whoopsie
it
doodle.
Was.
Madden.
So there's two options for you here.
I think you won this podcast.
Right? There's two options for you here. There's either forget any of this ever happened and bury and burn it all,
or embrace
or
it.
Or like spend a significant amount of time a week diving as deep as you can possibly go.
Or as Wesley Snipes would tell you, use it.
So,
dude,
I
you can set up the most amazing adventure of a lifetime for one of your family members. If you just plan correctly.
Yeah,
I believe I've already made my decision. Oh, as
yeah.
you can see,
yeah,
I
sure.
saw, I used it
yeah.
and brought it to the air.
It's yeah. true, it's true. Oh.
So this is, I, like, the moment this happened, I after I calmed down and stopped freaking out, I was like, this is going up next week on the fucking podcast. Man. Oh, God.
So if any of you out there are other Madden Clan members, make yourselves heard.
It's a good chance most of you are.
Most of you.
Oh, man.
How many people listen to this podcast a week?
Like, a lot of people.
Like, a lot?
100,000 people.
There's probably a couple.
Probably one or two.
One or two.
They don't know it yet.
No, they don't.
Ooh.
Know.
Yeah, so there's that.
If you're Wooly's secret brother, send an email in to superbestfriendcast@gmail.com.
I spoke to him for the first time on that WhatsApp group, too.
Yeah, that's the weirdest
So
part.
That was cool.
That's the weirdest
yeah.
part.
I always thought there was a resemblance between John Madden and you, so.
gotta get in touch with the Tennessee
get that,
Maddens.
Get that
See,
Madden
you,
football money.
That's how you throw the football.
Yeah. So, to fucking, you know, talk myself down from where I was here. I played a whole lot of Chroma Squad.
Yep.
And, yeah, that game looks really cool.
That game is fun. I continued. I pumped a couple
it
more
is,
hours
it is
in.
Finished now, right?
It is now finished.
It is now finished.
Yes.
Okay.
And I restarted from scratch because since it had been so long.
Seems like it's been a while.
Yeah, no, that game's fucking cool. The I love how the mech you get and like everything about the game is completely centered around like the colors of the Power Rangers you choose
yeah.
to operate with.
It's,
so.
It's a Sentai management game. It's Footman for Sentai. Mm.
In a tactics based.
That's true. There's a whole tactical RPG element
system.
Too, yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, no, if that, you know, continues to be under your radar, pick it up.
I've been waiting for it to be done. So
yeah, pretty sure.
Now it has repinged on the radar.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Really fun music, actually.
Oh yeah,
yeah, catchy fun music.
I had no idea.
And like subsystems that are like they would be too much if it was like a fantasy setting, but because it's like TV studio,
it's all fake. It's
yeah,
all
and
yeah.
It just seems like it's fine. It's almost like the same level of management as a game dev story type of thing.
Yeah,
you
okay.
know? So
yeah, just deep enough that you think it's like real feeling. But not deep enough that you have to balance checkbooks.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. You know, but you're like, get in touch with your marketing crew. You can't afford a marketing crew? All right, go with your friend Dave. Social Dave will send out your
Social
show.
Social Dave.
It'd be cool if there was like DLC or an expansion that added the sense of right alliance.
Sense of right alliance is pretty strong. Pretty strong. Never underestimate them.
It'd be cool if Saban Brands didn't want to sue them.
A lot of people think Shrek is the best person of Sense of Right Alliance, but
no,
it's the car.
Not. So I recently saw that picture again today, and for the first time ever noticed that the car from Cars is there.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's also a Justice League Superheroes one that I saw that had Naruto in it.
Yeah, yeah. They're like six Narutos.
I feel like we need to start a collection of like things like that and get like the Sonic Obama backpack.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like that the hardest to collection to possibly maintain.
Not figures, but you see like it's a picture that like I saw like a few months ago, but it got reblogged recently, and it's like all this clothing from like Asian countries, and they're all English sayings and
English shirts,
and some of them it says shit is shit, fuck damn.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
You know which ones I mean?
English.com.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, it's just
yeah.
fucking
they've
best.
Got the
baseball
full
caps
archive.
That just say cock.
Little Japanese kids wearing like t-shirts that say fuck you dad or just like whatever.
I hate myself and I want to die.
Yeah, it's so good.
With a rainbow on it.
Oh, the symbol means strength.
Yep. and yeah, so I played a whole bunch of that. And last but not least, I watched Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans.
Hey, you finished it!
Everyone's
and I caught up
with bated breath.
Hey,
and
Willie,
I caught up.
Why'd you finish it?
Out of bites.
Because so, everyone yelled at him.
So how
too.
Does that feel to do that for
great.
That reason?
It feels great.
Because but, there's it's win-win, right? Because either you end up liking it, or mm-hmm. you are doubly justified in your shitty opinion.
So I'm watching, and I'm like, and it's, at that point, I'm trying to be like, look, I'm going to still, it's I'm going to keep it at fair shake. Yeah, I'm not going to be like, fuck you, impress
of
me.
Of course.
Right? But yeah. here's the, I figured something out after finally catching up, and I figured out what my issue is that I just didn't consider earlier.
The children weren't all dying fast enough?
Not even. Because you know what? I will give it the credit that, like, and like when I was saying, like, oh, it was for kids, I didn't mean that type of stuff, but...
No, you meant the type of appeal it's conveying is not for people who want geopolitical stuff.
And
it's very much, it's way more anime than
it's
that.
It's TV anime.
Yeah.
Right? And I'll elaborate on that point. But here's what it breaks down to, because I'll give it credit for a couple of things. I'll give it credit for not pussying out where Kojima did, for example.
Oh, do kids get it?
Yeah.
Like, nice. He stopped yeah. right before the episode where kids get it.
I know. Kids get it. And, wow, cool. you know, they do that.
So that's a thumbs up from Wooly for dead children.
You got you've got the main character who is not only not like other Gundam
fucking the Blu-ray comes out in North America, quote unquote, kids get it, Wooly men.
Our frothing demand
yeah,
for
exactly.
child sacrifice continues. Not only that, but you got the main character, and at first he's like, oh, this seems like a Hiro Yui type, whatever. Then it's like, no, it's not. Actually, your main character is very much not like the other protagonist. He's a sociopath.
He's crazy.
He's a sociopath, but not in the sense that, like, oh, wow, I'm laughing and going crazy and my eyes are going small. Like, in the sense that, like, I don't experience,
so,
like, I barely experience emotions.
He's not immoral, he's amoral.
He does what he thinks is the right thing to do, but what he thinks is the right thing to do is often what, like,
good.
He's told.
Okay.
And
do it.
It's a very weird but interesting thing where, like, he kind of just floats through the world. It's interesting.
Is he risking his teammates' lives for a cute girl?
That's still a part of it.
Are you serious?
The Saturday morning villains continue, and not only do they continue, they double down. The clown car pulls up. And, like, they literally step out of the clown car in their Gundams and start attacking. And, like, just there's random moments in space where, like, it cuts to, like, a new suit attacking them. And you go, okay, who's piloting it this time? And it's a dude with fucking a long snake tongue and lipstick almost and just...
God, fuck.
Just ridiculous.
Stop.
So
Stop
that
doing
continues.
This.
You've got an element of the subplot where there's like a character that's like, you know, kind of like the Bishi type.
Yeah.
All these shows type
yeah.
tend to have it.
Yeah,
but he's
right.
like betrothed to like a 9-year-old girl.
Nice.
Sick. Perfect.
Right. Which right. is like, you know.
Kids get it.
Oh. Which is like the very olden time way of doing things.
Yeah.
And but it's like he doesn't have a problem with it and actually is like super on board.
He's like, I can't wait.
And like it. Yeah. Exactly. And
yeah,
it goes,
okay.
and
he's
it
like,
gets
I can't
to,
wait the 2 years left.
And at first, it's just kind of like, haha, this is awkward, but whatever. And then it kind of goes to, oh boy, I can't wait. And it gets really fucking weird really quickly. The designs of the mechs are cool. There's like the designs of the characters are awful. I can't stand everyone's hair and the way everyone looks, except for this one guy that's just guts. Guts is on the
sure.
the show.
It's easy to.
I haven't
that.
Finished
right.
it, by the way. I only watched yeah. three episodes and just
now,
stopped.
But when you say yeah. Guts is on the show, like
it's Guts,
like how much?
There's a character that looks like young Guts,
but does he act kind of like Guts as well?
He acts like not exactly. He acts like tough guy, badass.
I would much rather like
that's not
just
Guts.
Like totally original character. It's Gats.
Yeah.
No.
Gatsu.
Yeah. His behavior is not because
oh,
he's
well.
He's more like Akihiko.
Okay.
In some ways, even and his name is actually close to that. But anyway, the music is pretty damn good. The ending theme, I'm sure you've heard it, Liam. That's,
yeah.
That song is great.
No problems with the music. That's
the
for sure.
The pacing is fucking horseshit.
Oh, yeah?
The pacing is terrible. And you put all this together, and what you get is a show that starts out painfully mediocre and becomes serviceably par.
Hmm.
So...
Is Gundam Barbados at least cool?
Barbados
looks cool.
Gets updates and looks cooler. But
cool.
You know what?
It's not worth it.
I can't recommend.
I'll
keep going because I'm more than I'm halfway in at this point. I'm caught up, but I can't recommend. And that's the thing is that you get like the second the other main character is really just poor man's Kamina. Mm-hmm. And like, I know that like Kamina gets a lot of like, people compare things to Kamina now that Kamina is like the badass manly man type character. But this is really trying to do the same thing and very much trying to be a Kamina to a character that's not Simon. And it's just kind of weird.
I mean, Shimon.
Shimon. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, in the end, it's like, I'm like, what is it about this? Why does this, you know, fucking come close, but not actually hit the nail on the head? And it's because it's TV anime and it's TV Gundam. It's not OVAs. It's not stuff coming out on DVD where you can do whatever you want. It's being controlled heavily.
But, like, wasn't Gundam 00 pretty
censored?
Good?
I 00 I haven't seen yet.
Okay.
But it's the same problem that a lot of, whenever you see these things come out where it's like, it's for the toys, it's for the marketing is really, really important, and they have a huge hand in how the plot plays out and how the events turn and how characters are designed. It's got to be marketable, and like OVAs don't have that. And I feel like that's going to be the limiter, and that's going to be almost like a determining factor in a lot of cases is, what was the format this was released in? Was it for television? It's probably going to be not as good. And it's sad, but that is an actual issue nowadays that didn't exist before.
Yeah, I honestly, like, I've watched so little Gundam, I don't know how much that can possibly apply.
So you said you're caught up, but that's only halfway. Like, only it's not
13 episodes.
It's not finished. It's 13 of...
Of probably 26.
So it could still get good.
It could turn it around.
As you're saying these things, and like, if you're going to continue, like, I can just see like the penultimate villain is revealed to be like an 8-year-old child. And all
Maramea Barton.
And all the characters refuse to kill them. And
he systematically kills everyone.
And then later on, somebody makes an overt threat, and then a character saves that character, and then they carry out that overt threat and go, well, why did you do that? Like, all the giant tropes that you've complained, like those two ones that you've complained about super hard over the last year, like, I could just imagine that this thing does both of them.
Well, like, episode 14, they save the world and they go to high school.
And then you, like, shit your ass off.
Well, I'm gonna straight up tell you, like, spoiler alert a little bit, if you care about Iron-Blooded Orphans. But, like, the when I'm saying, like, they don't back down where Kojima did, there's a moment where, in going through the enemy ship, right, invading and whatever, oh, look, they're using child soldiers, right?
Bang.
And we open up a room, see a bunch of child soldiers, and we go, hey, guys, we're not your enemy. We're totally here to take out your evil...
Your bosses.
Your
yeah.
evil Saturday morning cartoon bosses.
Yeah.
So, whatever. We're on our way. The kids are like, oh, okay. They're all scared. As they're going away... one kid pulls out a gun and shoots a couple of the guys. Mm. And the guys then, the main hero, the heroes then turn around and just open up
just
on all
the
kids. Because what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Fuck it. No.
I gave you a chance.
And
you
then,
blew it.
Yeah. You blew it. No, exactly.
You blew it.
You would have been completely fine if you hadn't pulled a piece.
Nope.
Shouldn't have looked at me.
And that's what they get, you know? So
stupid kids.
Hey. And the characters, the main characters themselves are like war soldier kids as well.
They're so fairly young.
And you're
yeah.
watching this, it's just going, yeah.
That
yeah.
seems like. But then, is it being censored and held back on TV? Because that seems like the least held back.
Japan doesn't care.
Most violent thing ever.
You're not seeing the kids like get lit up. But you're seeing the...
You're seeing
the implication.
Like
a muzzle?
You're seeing the muzzle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like
it's not like the kids getting roasted in Hobo with a Shotgun.
No. Or, like I said, the floating headless child in Ideon.
Or where we saw a Postal.
Yeah,
it's like all the kids
with
the giant jibs, and they're just falling over way too late because they're poor actors.
It's not there. But
I don't know.
But that's the thing. It's just, you know what? It kind of falls in the middle. You know, it's doing some things right, it's doing some things wrong, and it's just like, and also the writer, I forgot her name, but,
no idea.
Yeah, she wrote a couple other things, and people are generally saying, it's like, look, even when she fails, she only fails in the middle, the sentiment I got. So it's like, yeah.
That's where you're at, right?
The middle, so. It's in the middle, and I can't recommend the middle to people, not when there's so much shit that
flies
above
the
middle.
Are you
going to
finish it, though?
I'm going to finish it.
I really like Liam and Wooly's anime reviews. I'm very excited for Wooly to review Sword Art Online, which we have talked about.
There's just not enough in me. But if I can build up enough spite,
dude.
Hey, you'll enjoy the first season.
You will. I can guarantee that you will enjoy that first season, and then you will ironically enjoy the remainder.
Yeah.
Because it's so bad.
At the end of the day, it's like anything that comes out that is in the middle or even slightly above middle is just like, this sucks because you could have gone to source material.
You could have been a contender.
There's source material that still hasn't been animated.
Yeah.
And, like, the whole world of Gundam fans are waiting for Crossbone Gundam, which is the fucking coolest. If you remember when we played the game... Liam, you weren't there.
I wasn't there, yeah.
Yeah, you guys, when there was that pirate Gundam with the cape and the cross.
Yeah.
It's the fucking sickest, and that hasn't been animated yet.
He's a pirate.
You could have been an et cetera, et cetera.
Let me ask this. Is Gundam Star Wars in Japan?
No.
Like, is it the same type of thing where there's, like, lots of them? They've been around since the 70s /80s. Like, is it the same type of phenomenon?
No,
where
it's closer to Star Trek, because there's multiple series.
Yeah,
it goes on for a long time. People have different feels about which one they prefer.
So who's the Captain Janeway of the Gundam
exactly
universe?
Yeah, who's your fucking Kira?
Wow, okay.
So
that was easy.
Yeah. Jesus.
Isn't he the best, though?
Jesus Kira.
Janeway is not the best.
So, no, yeah, it's more like the Star Trek of Japan.
Sure, okay. That makes sense.
You know? Yeah, so with that and whatnot, let's get into the news.
What's up in the news? What's up in the news today? This week? What's up?
I believe the way Matt put it was delayed bound.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be the
I, like, if they said November of this year, fine. That's cool. That makes sense.
Okay, let's start. This is about Scalebound. What was its prior to today?
2016. That's all
in general. I assumed it would be winter 2016.
I think that was a totally reasonable assumption.
Yeah.
I think if this lands, like, let's say March 2017, I don't really consider that huge
it's
going to
be winter of 2017.
There's no way.
I'll tell you what.
You're talking to somebody who's been waiting for Persona 5 for like 8 years.
Did you see that quote just today? It may be 2016.
Yeah, my stance is the same. If it's a game I care about from devs that are good, fucking take your time, guys. No problem. What I will say, though, is that this will hurt Xbox.
A little bit.
I did see that ReCore got confirmed for this year.
Which is great, because on a basic level,
I looked at that and said that's another year of me without an Xbox One.
I'm really bummed. This is the first one that gets me. Yeah. Like, delay Persona 5 again, I couldn't care less. Delay Street Fighter, whatever. Delay Dark Souls 3, whatever. Doesn't bother me. This was the one that really bothered me for some reason. Mm-hmm. So I was like, fuck.
But you know it's going to be a better game for it.
Oh, no, for sure. I think you should just keep delaying until you got a good game.
So they've delayed
6 days ago, I was talking to my girlfriend, and I was like, fuck, I can't wait for Scalebound. Yeah. I really hope it comes out in 2016.
If P5 got delayed again, I would be hurt. I'd be very hurt.
A lot of people missed that Freedom Planet 2 is 2017.
Yeah.
As well.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Really? Yeah,
it's gonna be a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I assume since they're redoing if I read this correctly, they're redoing Freedom Planet on Unity
from the ground up.
Yeah, I assume he wants to do a bunch of console ports of that before Freedom Planet 2 completely wraps up.
I assume they're pretty busy.
Yeah.
The reason why a delay like this hurts is because you just moved into the year that you thought a game was
Happy
going
New
to
Year.
Yeah, exactly. You know what?
Yeah.
Like, if they had waited until, like, I don't know,
April. Nobody gives a shit in April.
Yeah.
April, May.
No, but let's just say summer. If they say, yeah, it's going to be like next year, like, but you just entered the new year and you're like, and you're like, oh.
Well, because, like, yeah, if it was May, and Scalebound was the nebulous 2016, everyone would kind of assume, okay, it's probably winter at this point.
Oh.
And then if they were able to be like, it's going to be March, I think everyone would be like, okay.
That's okay.
That's 4 or 5 months. But right now, when you look at the delay, it's like, is that a whole year? Is that what that means?
Is it more than a whole year?
Yeah.
I can still,
well, that's not, but okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be no shortage of cool stuff, you know, to take up
Yeah, no,
time.
For sure.
Like it.
Yeah, but,
you know,
but
I don't know, man.
As it is, there's too many games for any of
us
to play.
That's it. I can't feel bad about delays, you know? I really can't.
This is the only one.
I'm also like Wooly, where I'm like, yeah, it's going to be a, like, you know, it's a good game by devs we really like, and it'll be much better for it, I'm assuming. But also, like, for me, I'm just like, oh, that sucks. But, like, Scalebound is not, like, the most, the game of Platinum I've been, like, You know, it's not like the highest list where I'm like, I can't wait to play it. Like, it's cool and everything. There's just something about it where I'm like, it'll be great and I'll like it. And it's Kamiya, but it's just, there's, I don't, I can't even explain why I'm not like super duper high.
I think it's my number one right now.
I think I just need to see more of it.
I'm totally baffled that I'm not like crazy on board with this game because it should be combining two things that I love, but I'm looking at it. It's like, I don't think it's enough like either of those things to hit that chord for me. I'm probably wrong. Like, it'll probably be the best game.
No, for me, it's like up there.
As I like right now, I'm like kind of like it's
No, awesome, it's comfortably up there with Nier for me. Like easy.
Wow. Okay.
Well, yeah. the last time they made an original game, it was the Wonderful 101. Mm-hmm. The last time they made an original game, it was like every time it's a winner. So
it just, I guess, like part of it too is I'm projecting 2016 to kind of have I don't know what to call it, but. Like, I'm going to have a fallback game, because Street Fighter will always be there, and will be there in the background forever, whenever nothing else is happening.
That's correct.
You're going to play Project Setsuna, you're fucking going to play that game.
I'm going to play...
You like Chrono Trigger? I'm going to play... Chrono Trigger.
I'm going to play all what that I want to play.
You're going
to
finish Odin Sphere.
But, you know...
Let's not say things you can't take back.
Come on now.
So, but you're gonna.
George Kamitami just throws his hat on the ground.
The backlog situation of good games to play is becoming absurd. Like, in my current backlog, like, Xenoblade Chronicles X is, like, months away. What the fuck? Yeah. That's the exact kind of game that I would go crazy for and dive into under any other circumstances.
I still haven't gotten Yakuza's download to finish on my console.
Yeah.
And I've got too much other shit to play.
Yeah. And every time you get distracted by some new thing.
Yeah.
Like.
Which is every week. Volume's out this week. I'm going to buy that. I'm going to play that. Like, every week.
The other aspect of this is people going, boo, delays. Why did you release this broken game? Because you didn't delay it.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't get both.
I'll complain when I get a game that's buggy, and then I'll complain a bit when a game gets delayed. But, I mean, I'd rather have. Yeah, a game that's solid and no one has a lot to complain about because it's just poorly optimized and is fucking unfinished.
Yeah, no, I'd much rather have the delays too. It just
in the end.
Yep.
In the end, it did really matter.
And we'll be getting Star Fox, so we'll see a P-Star logo.
Yeah,
that has a date. If that gets delayed,
and Turtles.
That's true. We'll be getting that.
The Turtles leaks are coming fast and hard.
Yeah. Huh. Eat some leaky Turtles.
Yeah. We got like art. Achievements, rating board stuff.
Oh man!
Okay, so
I read through the achievements.
Well, let's go right into it.
You want multiplayer?
Then. Yeah,
fucking multiplayer.
Yeah, let's go right into it. What do we know about Turtles?
Turtles multiplayer, grinding on rails.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's stuff
that makes sense. Skateboarding,
using those Activision models from Tony Hawk, most likely.
Probably. It's funny because I actually mentioned it in a podcast back when it first leaked.
I mentioned it.
Is that the podcast I wasn't on because it was around the same time?
No, it was when I pulled up my phone and I was like, holy shit, look, they're doing
when we discovered it live on podcast.
Yeah,
that's
right. There's a decent chance that the new Turtles models in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5
Why else would they look like that?
They're really detailed, too.
Yeah.
It's
cool.
That's gonna be now. Is that gonna be split screen? Is it gonna be?
I bet it'll be same screen.
One of the achievements said online. So
but it wouldn't.
There is online confirmed. At least split screen still plausible.
Split screen nowadays, like no one does split screen anymore, and it's like
wouldn't be split screen at all. It would be on one big screen.
Like, but I mean, like, we have the TVs make split screen
work. I would
like
to point out, it's something I didn't mention when I was talking about Divinity Original Sin earlier.
Okay.
It has the greatest split screen implementation I've ever seen in anything.
What's that?
It's your two main characters.
Is it as good as the Lego games?
It's better.
Because the Lego games do it
in
fucking
which,
hot.
If you're close enough to each other, you're on one big screen, it'll zoom out considerably far.
Yeah.
And the instant that visibility would become poor, it splits in half.
Yes.
And you can go anywhere. You don't even zone into areas as a group. Like, you can do anything.
That's what the Lego games do.
Seeing that in a like a big RPG where it would be much harder.
It's fascinating. Like, it's the same.
Play
anyways,
together or don't. You have to
rewind a bit and say you're playing a Ninja Turtle, hopefully a four-player co-op game. I doubt it would even have local split screen because it would all be... all four turtles on the main screen. Like when we played Out of the Shadows, which was rough, but you could play online with the co-op with one person in the single player. Then you had the extra arcade level-based mode, which is all four turtles visible on the same screen, which was only available, I believe, locally. And you couldn't play that online. And that was also Activision, and I assume the same
Activision still have the producer,
the license. So I would like to think it would be similar to that. It's really weird that we have so much detail and nothing.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to platinum, you know, it's obviously because they want a platinum flavored Turtles game and not something else. But
I think it would be fine if it just had a big single player and then just a level based co-op online mode, and that's it. Like,
I hear you.
Yeah,
I guess I just when I think Turtles, I want couch co-op in Turtles games, man. I just, you know. Four Ninja Turtles, four players.
I would rather have a legitimately good game than have like an average game with co-op. You know what I mean?
Agree.
Like the ideal is an amazing game with co-op, but like for me, game quality is way above multiplayer desire.
Because if you're having a single player, like a single player component to a Turtles game, Out of the Shadows and a few others did a thing where you just press the D-pad and you switch to whatever tool you want on the fly. So you can just do it that way and have like some type of multiplayer mode as well for everyone that wants to play as every individual character and so on and so forth. So
yeah, there was one achievement that stuck out to me that I really, really liked, and it was for using any character at least 50 times. Mm-hmm. And it was titled, I Like the Green One.
Okay.
So,
but the idea that you would use any character 50 times.
I find it interesting. Implies that there's character and not every turtle.
It implies that there's some sort of. I feel like it implies there's some sort of character select. So maybe it's more like an anarchy styled game as opposed to.
Oh god!
You know what I mean, though.
Dude. I just thought about that,
dude. Yeah.
If this is just Anarchy Reigns with turtle characters, like everybody.
Well, then never mind.
No.
Then never mind. That's amazing.
Time to do an incredibly hard to edit Fistica Brawl again.
Yeah.
Use a combo attack to defeat six enemies at once.
They just use this opportunity to like to
Trick
bring
people.
Anarchy
Trick
Reigns
people.
Back.
If they like the framework, I mean, yeah.
Okay, that's, I never even
considered that. Hey, here's
that.
A new turtle character. He's a jaguar that has a robotic leg that shoots a cannon.
You're not even really wrong. There's a character called Jaguar. He doesn't have a robotic arm, but he's like a jaguar man.
Here's a new friend to help out the turtles. His name is Sam. Yeah.
No, shut up. That's not fair. That's not fair. You can't do that.
Oh, God.
There's this guy called Jack.
Yeah, Jack just walks in.
He's a psychomaniac.
He just revs his chainsaw and everyone goes, okay.
Whatever.
And then Casey Jones says, it's my friend Jack. Yeah. I called him in from Beacon City.
Oh, God. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, we used to be in the Marines together.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Damn.
Platinum Cross Ninja Turtles.
Why not? Platinum Cross everything.
Fucking... Sexy babe called Bayonetta showed up.
They own all their own characters, mostly, right? Do they own
Bayonetta? They don't own Bayonetta.
Ah, that's the bummer.
I can't believe that they own Sam either.
I don't know if... No, they definitely don't
own
Sam.
No, they don't
own
any of their characters.
This is the bummer.
I don't know if they own the Anarchy characters either.
No.
It was published by Sega.
But exactly, like that was part of the publishing
deal.
Guys,
did you see that rumor?
Blackest Baron and Bebop.
Did you see that rumor about Sega might be bringing Vanquish and the Yakuza games to the PC?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, what's going
on? That's such a reasonable thing.
There's just people talking about.
I didn't hear that.
Oh,
is this?
Wait, what? What's so amazing about
this?
Like, it's cool, but like
some Sega rep somewhere or some financial call.
It's a guy on the Sega fan news website.
Okay.
Who has previously published stuff that he claimed was from Sega sources that ended up being completely fake and wrong.
No,
like there's every chance it's real because it's the most reasonable thing in the world. Sega is bringing Yakuza
Vanquish
no shit.
PC would be
for me a world of Vanquish mods would be fun.
There you go.
Of course.
That's
it'd be great.
Where I'm at.
So like I don't know. It's not crazy news, but in the past this guy has published stuff that has been completely
false. That's why I didn't bring any rumors to the docket. Like there's a 4chan rumor about Assassin's Creed skipping a year.
No, that's for
that,
real.
That Kotaku verified.
That is,
super
has
hard.
That been backed up?
That's
yeah,
super.
Yeah.
I was back.
Because I excised
that
from the docket.
I was super baffled when Matt was talking about, hey, don't complain about broken games. Why'd your game not come out broken? Because you didn't delay it. That was the ultimate segue into you know who agrees
the
with you?
The segue was strong.
Ubisoft agrees.
Yep.
That sucks that that's confirmed, because that same thing was like, guess what? You're never getting Prince of Persia ever again.
Wow.
In the same, like, rumor thing. Okay, well, he's like, Ubisoft will never make another one.
But this is the bridge that goes from Prince of Persia World into Assassin's Creed.
The Assassin's Creed part of that is actually really great, because they're...
Yeah, it is.
After Unity, they said to everybody, okay, fuckers, it's biannual now. Yeah. We can't do this anymore.
And, like, fuck you. If you want Assassin's Creed, you get the movie and India and Russia in 2016.
And, like, it's
going to
be Egypt, and probably the most exciting thing for me is that, like, they said that they're going to steal a bunch of shit from the Witcher series.
So
makes me just cream in my pants.
To me is that it's being made by the Black Flag team.
Yes, that is
which
also
part. So what part did Kotaku verify?
All of it.
All of it, including Watch Dogs 2 coming out this year.
All of it.
From a direct employee?
Google it.
Okay.
Yeah, because all this stuff came up on 4chan under the guise of, like, this is an unnamed Ubisoft employee.
Yes.
And then Kotaku comes out and says, yeah, we've been hearing this shit for like 6 months.
Okay.
All right. All of it. So, hey, Egypt, that's a different location.
I read that cool thing that mirages play a part in the game.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
What is that? That sounds super cool.
According to both a new online rumor, this is the 4chan one, and sources speaking to Kotaku, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. And to be fair, lots of Assassin's Creed stuff has leaked, like,
And Kotaku somehow always gets the leak.
They're a leaky boat.
Every time.
But, I can imagine a lot of stuff they could do that's really interesting in the desert. Like, you could just do boat combat with caravans in a desert.
Mm-hmm.
Like a big part of the map is like a desert.
And plus,
I don't know if Kotaku verified this too, but part of the 4chan rumor was that Egypt was selected partially because history is so vague there that they have a lot of freedom.
Yeah,
because
they're tired of, like, having stupid, like, baby characters of famous guys.
Syndicate actually did it the best.
Yeah,
but it's still silly.
But then you go to AC3 and you're like, oh my god, I don't even care.
Also, they said this is going to happen before Templars and
Assassins. The prequel game.
Yeah,
is the other interesting
thing. If it's in Egypt, then it should be in, like, the mythical part of Egypt's history, which is like way back.
Yeah.
Like 2000 BC or something.
Finally, we're going to get another Scorpion King game.
Like, you know what would be cool?
I've been waiting
for
this.
If the hidden blade and all your gadgets don't operate through machinery, they operate through fucking magic.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, there's technology in those games early. Oh, yeah, it's the...
Yeah. How do you think they built the pyramids?
But Pieces of Eden. Well, there it is.
There is magic, but it's alien tech.
Yeah, it's alien tech.
You'll have three slaves behind you to operate your hidden blade.
Oh.
At all times.
You know what? Then you can have aliens come down, and they're like, this is how you build pyramids, idiots.
What is the over-under on Moses being a quest giver in this game?
I give you.
You play as Moses.
1,000-1 odds.
No, I'm gonna take that and double down on Cleopatra.
Yeah,
being Mark an Antony.
Okay, well there.
Mark Antony comes in.
Yep.
I've never fucked anyone in a funeral dress before.
Titus Pillow, on the side.
Just give me another role.
Assassin's Creed has historically been pretty good about what people are alive when. I don't think those timelines for those people measure up.
Well, because you're saying one, I'm saying the other. I think they're going to go with
the Roman
Roman Egypt.
So I think it's pretty cool for like a few reasons. Like, I think obviously this is working off of that leaked
Osiris
Egypt title Osiris, which was originally not Assassin's Creed.
No, it was just another new IP just called Osiris, and that totally leads me to believe that this is
now
true.
That personally, I think part of that is bleeding over into this, but also I think it's really interesting that the rumors purport that this is a big, like, rethinking of Assassin's Creed somewhat, since Unity was already a big rethinking in a lot of ways. Not necessarily ways people wanted, but it was
the next big iteration.
Yeah. The idea that they're already changing it, to me, really shows that they're listening,
kinda. And the fact that they want to change it to be more like The Witcher 3.
And they're probably taking a year. Well, you know, bear in mind, that's one concept artist just pointing at a game that he probably played and saying, it's like Witcher, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't take it to mean this is going to play exactly like Witcher.
No, definitely not. So, the combat will, by default, probably be better.
Yeah.
For example.
Yeah. Less potions.
Yeah. But I'm thinking? Like, if it's old-timey Egypt, there's no reason this can't be the future game.
Yeah.
Like the role that alien tech plays in that
could go either way.
It could just be shut up. Egypt in 2000 BC was actually like Future City. Shut up.
Sure. go with the world we saw in The Truth.
Yeah, laser guns.
Right.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
And it's fucking Ra and Horus and Anubis are walking around as 30-foot tall dogs.
Oh, just tie the whole thing in to Gods of Egypt, the movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, please.
No. In theaters August 8th.
No.
Tie it all in.
I can't wait to see that thing.
Oh, yeah. We're all going to see it together.
Oh, I'm going to force you all.
Oh, yeah.
So speaking of bringing back the past,
that's a good one.
Into modern days.
What?
Some dude got Windows 95 running on a 3DS.
Good for you, dude.
A gigantic piece of text floats over his head saying why.
Because he could.
Because he can.
I guess.
Because he wants to.
I'm surprised that that's even possible.
I'm not. You remember how weak computers were? Holy shit.
I guess have you seen a 3DS?
I guess it's not Windows ME.
Touché, yeah.
Well, the first thing that I thought is he had to do a bunch of back-end stuff to either the 3DS or the Windows 95 installation, because if you were to install Windows 95 on a PC that had a 240p resolution, the menu items would be so gigantic.
They'd be illegible.
Yeah.
That you would not be able to click anything.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got some kind of Super VGA emulator running, you know. And now he's got to get the 3DS emulator running on the Windows 95 desktop.
Yeah, exactly.
And it runs better than the 3DS. Isn't that weird? Isn't that goofy?
And that guy got what he wanted. He got his story mentioned on a podcast somewhere.
Multiple podcasts.
Yeah, probably.
Likely.
It's pretty neat, though.
The
3DS is totally blown wide open now, so.
I really like people retrofitting bullshit onto bullshit.
Yeah, of course.
It's always fun.
It's great.
Like, look, I'm running Linux on a Linux phone inside a virtual Windows machine.
I'm running Doom on my fridge's like panel.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm running Pokemon inside of Minecraft.
Yeah.
That's the real crazy
one. That one is nuts. That's too much.
Speaking of stories worth talking about on podcasts.
What?
Samurai Cop 2 Blu-ray, January 15th.
DVD, January 15th.
In stores,
Bloody
August
Vengeance.
15th.
Wait, no, not Bloody Vengeance.
Does this
Vengeance.
Movie have even a chance of being as good as Samurai Cop?
I don't know. I've never
I
seen
don't
a
think it
review.
Does because I think it's no, it knows too much.
It knows too much.
It's aware.
No, clearly.
Yeah. It's not a disaster in the making. It's a forced
but,
disaster.
Like,
it's got to be closer to the Kung Fury route of being too aware.
I want to watch it so I can at least...
Yeah, me too.
No, so I can at least pat everyone on the back and say, you made it. You made a thing, and I can't believe you did it. And like it can only disappoint.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
This too should have a text floating above the DVD that says why.
Well, because
why
got a
is
lot
the
of
reason so that we could do the Samurai Cop Let's Watch.
Yeah. I can't wait though.
A
I'm
video
so
I was recently reminded my girlfriend that we actually did because I was so drunk that I cannot remember that entire day. It was a good video.
Like, there's a couple of things like this that's happened before, like Deadly Prey got Deadliest Prey.
Yeah.
It's these weird 80s action
games. You keep
games.
Trying to get that DVD, right?
I never got it.
Yeah.
The guy never sent it to me. The director never sent it
what
to me.
He's got bills to pay, man.
Yeah. But, like, these weird 80s movies get play in, like, fucking festivals and a lot of groundswell on the internet. And then some guy gets a, you know, light bulb above his head and goes, I can make some money if I make a sequel.
I own these rights.
This
I
shit's
own
this hot. Thing. Let's get in on this hotness.
Yeah. But everyone is back from Samurai Cop, so I'm going to watch it at least for that.
No, I want to see it, too, just to see if it can.
I bet,
there's a lot of porn stars in the movie.
This movie will make for amazing animated GIFs and WebMs.
At the very least.
Yes. Yes, it will.
And it's only in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I am too.
I'm excited to be disappointed. How weird is this?
Yeah, no, me too.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
Anyway.
Speaking of things happening this week or soon.
Wow.
We've got...
Put a lot of work into that one.
Yeah, whatever. Things happening in January. Shut up. We've got Oculus pre-orders finally officially starting on January 6th.
Those pre-orders have a date.
They're...
But... Still no price.
They are holding on to that price until you click on it.
I bet
you're going to click on it. It's going to say question mark, question mark, question mark. And you click on it.
No. You click on it and it's like, how much are you willing to pay?
Look, how high will you go?
I bet you
like
it will
VR?
Be
right?
A VR machine will be on
just
your
wondering.
Way to your house. You still won't know.
You gotta pay when it arrives.
No, here's
everyone.
And if you don't pay, they shoot you.
Everyone is waiting for everyone else to make the first move. Oculus is waiting for so-and-so. So-and-so is waiting for so-and-so.
Yeah.
Whoever cracks first, everyone will price it lower than that person.
It is legitimately a very scary thing going first in this regard.
Nobody wants to.
They're gonna send a self-addressed envelope to your house. and then expect you to send it back with money. They won't tell you how much.
You're gonna
click. But you might get an Oculus. But you gotta sign an NDA to get that far.
Depending on how much you send, the envelope comes back to your house.
And you're like, okay, put some more.
You're gonna click the online order form, and it's gonna say you cannot purchase this. It is over your credit card limit.
Oh,
you go what?
No, it's like that elevator.
Yeah, the elevator packs. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The fucking envelope just keeps coming back.
Nobody wants to take a massive loss on these units, but at the same time, nobody wants to be the only person at $600
for sure. So, I guess the good news is we're gonna get the price fucking soon.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
There's a slot in your VR machine. And you just throw in a bill.
And then a red light comes on and goes,
Apparently 3D Mark has just been updated so that it will now tell you if you're Oculus ready.
Oh, that's handy.
Which is totally handy.
I'm sure you saw also that all units are bundled with Lucky's Tale. And if you pre-order, you get Eve Valkyrie.
Yeah.
I'm actually a bit surprised that it's not more software than that. But I guess that's not terrible either. So,
well, they're probably going to have a suite of, like, tech demo type things.
Yeah, no, like, there's a billion free things. Since it's on PC, there's a billion free whatevers you can download that have already been made for Oculus dev kits that people are just fucking with. How many roller coasters do you want?
I want a pornography roller coaster.
If that price is, like, $500, which...
A lot of this stuff is slapping me in the face.
I think it'll be four, but if it's five, I'll be like, oof.
It should come with an app that's called Play This to Impress Your Family.
I can see the Oculus...
And then shelve it.
I can see the Oculus being like $300, but it comes with the little... Because remember, it has to be paired with a fucking powerful PC.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I can foresee a situation where people go, well, Oculus is cheaper. It's only $300. I'll get it. And being told, like, no.
You also need a 970.
You also need a 970 at least. Yeah. And this processor. And people figuring out that, uh-oh, the Oculus's price is actually
$2,000.
It's the hidden cost.
I can see it being $5.
$5?
$5.
Just the fuck it.
A month.
For life.
A day.
That's crazy. It would need to be...
Now at $499 a month.
That's crazy. You're crazy.
It'll be interesting to see what it is, though.
See that HTC Vive guy being like, in 10 years, room VR will be the fucking standard. It's like...
Was it 10 or was it like 3 that he said? I can't remember.
Oh, God. Was it 3?
You guys are from Asia. How do you not understand the space problem more than we do?
Yeah.
Are people's homes going to change
it
in
makes
the next
no
5 years?
Sense.
Like, Wooly cannot play it.
Is your wife or husband going to allow you to? Say you have a big house. Say you have a big house, like a typical suburban home that has a big house, lots of rooms. Is your wife or husband going to just let you just absorb an entire room for VR?
Room VR, actually, it doesn't... I mean, it's a colloquialism. It doesn't actually require a large amount of space. It only requires like a 3x3, 4x4 foot area.
Yeah.
And it's tailored to that. Mm-hmm. And there's a game called Hover Junkers that you can look at if you want to see how small an area works.
Yeah, there's three size settings so you can choose.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it sounds they're asking for a full room, but they're really just talking about a physical space you can move in.
That area also has to be completely clear with a couple extra feet so your arms don't hit shit.
Yeah.
And
that's the trick.
And the ultimate, it will be like cat detection.
Yeah.
Because cats will murder people in these things. Yeah. So will small dogs.
It's like, hey, John, I put the kids to bed. You want to come up to bed with me? No, I'd rather make out with my Marilyn Monroe bot in my Oculus.
You wouldn't rather play We Dare, honey? No.
Didn't that game never come out?
It did.
In Europe?
Bet you can't wait to play it with us.
Yeah. It's on its way.
It feels like a mistake.
Feels
like money.
Speaking of small dogs, we've got the Monster Hunter Nintendo collaboration things coming out as of, I think, this week as well?
Japan. This is from Monster Hunter Cross in Japan, isn't
it? With Star Fox, Zelda, and Metroid stuff.
There are no small dogs in any of those.
Please look forward to playing this in 2017
I didn't know Star Fox was a part of that shit as well.
No, it's cool.
Dude, like, Devil May Cry, like...
There's Dante.
You can dress up a little cat as Dante in For You.
Oh, God, seriously?
Google it.
You can dress up as Dante Feline. Man or Roll or... Dude, it's crazy how many...
What the fuck?
It's fine.
Oh, God.
Like, I remember when all those crossovers got announced, and then the game came out, and they said, these will be releasing over a period of 3 months. And everyone went, but I'll be done with the game in 3 months.
You know what, Liam? Now.
Nah, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
All the crazies that are way into Monster Hunter will have destroyed the game by that point.
Yeah, it's
well, if that crossover doesn't float your boat, then how about the crossover of Metabots cross Girls?
Yeah. Finally,
the Metabots series has really been struggling to sell in the past little bit. So,
Metabots Girls Mission announced for the 3DS.
Meta Girls.
There it is.
This is, I think this is the third Metabots game for 3DS. Maybe the fourth. I think it's the third. And they've still been doing them, even though we don't get them anymore. And they're struggling
to get some ground, huh?
Well, so now it's like, I don't know, put girls on it. Moe bots. Maybe I don't fucking know. I don't know what'll work.
People maybe, like girls.
How
is
about
do the kids not like Metabots?
Features 20 no, girls and 100 Metabots.
Am I wrong? Robots? Am I out of touch?
How about instead of robots?
No.
The kids are battling with just tits and asses. And
why not
just
tits? Oh, Dead or Alive Extreme.
Slamming into each other.
Dead or Alive Extreme 3.
My butt beat your tits.
Yeah.
Dead or Alive Extreme. Extreme Mecha Battle Ball.
Yeah.
That's how you win the Artemis Cup.
Yep. You know, it's like... the Metabots series confuses me. Because they game doesn't sell. Let's do the exact same thing a second time. Game doesn't sell. Let's do it a third time.
All right, now let's...
Because clearly selling enough.
Now let's just paint Bucket Phil pink on our sprites.
Yeah, exactly.
Our 3D models.
Rakusho, get in the dress. Get in the dress!
We've got...
looks cool, though.
Yeah, sure.
I bought 3 copies.
Did you see they announced Bullet Girls 2 a few weeks ago?
No, I didn't.
Fuck, damn. We're going to do a good video of that.
Are those girls bullets?
No, they shoot bullets.
Okay.
Well, Matt, I know what you're going to buy 3 copies of. KI Season 3.
I can't. I physically can't do that.
On your computer.
You would if you could,
I will,
on
actually.
Windows 10.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll be gifting one every Friday.
Is it a Win 10 exclusive?
It's a Win 10 exclusive.
Yeah, well. What?
KI Season 3 PC is going to be Win 10 exclusive. Season 3 info in general.
I believe they announced that when they announced the game.
I believe so, too.
Yeah, so we got a bunch of info in
general.
You're
saying it's not going to be on Xbox?
Of course it is.
But
But the PC version...
We mean in reference to Windows 7 and 8.
And the PC version has to run on Windows 10.
Okay.
That's what we mean.
I thought you meant it wasn't on Xbox One.
No.
I was like,
what
the fuck are you saying?
They're launching simultaneously on both in March.
Yeah.
Because everyone was waiting for the PC version, and it'll be...
Man, PC players are going to get blown the fuck up in
you
that matchup dependent game.
Yeah.
So,
excited.
There's a giant list of bullet points, but...
Excited to finally buy that game and get blown up so hard that I can play it again.
It's the best. mentionables
fighting games.
Include Tusk and Kim Woo confirmed.
Yeah.
I'm so interested to see...
To see Tusk?
It's a fucking barbarian.
Yeah.
What do you do?
And a dumb one at that, but I love him.
It's a caveman.
What do you do?
Click the tattoo slider and slide it over.
Like, but increase to be fair, like, tattoos. I didn't think you could do Maya cool, and Maya is, like, literally one of the best female fighters in fighting games. Like,
yeah, they'll figure it out. We're probably going to get Core.
Core? Like, no, but that's just Tusk.
But that's what I mean, though. Like, they're going to turn him into Core.
But I'm kind of afraid he's going to be, like a merc or something, you know?
Modern?
Like not modern, but like, I don't know, like a pirate.
You want him to be a raw barbarian and not some New Day soldier thing,
hey,
right?
They haven't fucked it up royally.
No, they
so
haven't.
Far.
They haven't.
I have trust.
But I'm just like, I can't think in my head what he would be.
Are these going to be the first ones that Iron Galaxy are designing from the ground up?
No, I'm pretty sure some of the original characters from last season, they started the ground up as well.
They did Omen, for sure, from the ground up.
And Agonos.
Agonos was
from the ground up as well.
Arya as well?
No, Arya was hinted at in the end of season one.
Okay.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've got that. You've got another guest character confirmed.
Aside from Rash.
That will be faithful to their original
Master
Chief. People are like, Joanna Dark, General Ram. Please stop. Everyone always says General Ram.
General
for
Ram.
For every guest.
Is a
baffling. Barely remember who he is.
You know what's even worse? There's the boss from Gears of War 2 that's way cooler, but I don't remember who that character
is. Is it the guy
with
the weird dreadlocks or braids or something?
Yeah, he's an evil organic Darth Maul.
He's fucking the coolest.
He's the coolest.
I don't know who the hell he is.
It's going to be Kratos. It's always Kratos when you don't want Kratos.
Wow.
Hey, Kratos, you still mad that you killed your family yourself?
He was drunk on drunk.
Yeah, I was drunk.
Well, Willie, do you
want to
take a stab at who do you think that could be?
That's not a good excuse, Kratos.
A great excuse. I only killed my family because I was drunk, and Ares gave me the beer, so it's Ares' fault.
Okay, okay. So, like,
the only
basically.
Well, here's the thing, because there's the high percentage rare, and then there's the low percentage Microsoft in general.
I didn't know it was my family.
I don't, because do you know what? They already have Rash.
So
they already have a rare
guy. If we're going wild out into just the Microsoft anything.
Master Chef.
Fucking Coltrane.
No.
I don't know.
No.
You know what I mean? But
no, he overlaps too much with TJ.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Only
I
one
I think he
black
overlaps way
allowed.
Too much with TJ.
Yeah, you can't have two of those.
No, but like, just from
it
a
is
design
no, you're right,
perspective,
no, you're right,
you don't
you're
have
right.
two characters.
But I would expect something more rare-oriented and like something like...
Maybe it'll be an Xbox One box with Sea of Thieves on it.
Yeah.
I thought I was getting a character, but it was just a Sea of Thieves ad.
It says faithful to the original, right? Yeah. So it'll be...
I hope it's the Morgan sprite.
The guy from Jetpack.
The guy from Jetpack.
Conker.
Jetpack from Jetpack.
Jetpack.
Shin Conker.
They should have the character be Nicole.
Shadow Conker.
Cameo.
Violent Conker.
Shadow Conker.
It should be Nicole from Dead or Alive 4.
Who?
Spartan 5. Spartan
459 or whatever. Yeah.
I saw someone saying it.
She's not Master
Chef. You see them tweet each other all the time. They are literally a few blocks away from each other. Why can't it be a Mortal Kombat character?
It's true, eh?
Because
Iron Galaxy
and
NetherRealm are literally a block away.
Well, I was just thinking to myself, the thing that Killer Instinct doesn't have is people looking at it, and it would be better suited getting the highest profile get they can get. And I was thinking, like, Street Fighter, but now that you mentioned Mortal Kombat, like, yeah, Mortal Kombat fits the profile.
Just throw Scorpion in there.
Or, fuck it, just make it Banjo.
Yeah.
Just do it.
And he's got his proper shading. Like, not Killer Instinct style shading. Like, the rare cartoony shading.
Like, it
well,
does
whatever it is, I think it needs to be a high profile
because
character.
I would have never said Battletoads, right?
Sure.
I would have. In fact, I think me and Matt did.
I would have never thought. Because I would have thought too cartoony, too goofy. Nah,
but man. Banjo's fine.
Now, yeah.
but the thing with Rash is that he's in a big, like, as realistic as he could possibly be rendered art style.
A real bear with a bird on its
back. Yes, there you go.
There you go. That's
you
a winner.
It. There.
That's
a
winner.
You know what it should
be?
I call it. It should be the laptop gun.
What else is... Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it should be a Carrington.
Everyone forgets about laptop.
The fat guy from
No one forgets
Dark.
About laptop.
I hope it's
Anything
the
else on the bullet list worth talking about, or was that it?
Well, this was pretty awesome. Some motherfucker kept his Super Nintendo on, or should I say his Super Famicom on, for 20 years so that he wouldn't lose his Umihara Kawase save.
Yeah, I remember seeing this a little while back. It's fucking awesome.
Because...
His records and stuff.
Because the SNES has started to die out as far as cartridge battery is concerned. I remember the announcement, when the NES cartridges started to die. Which was a while ago, and now finally the SNES cartridges are starting to go. So he kept it on for 20 years, turned it off only when he had to move, but has been fine so far.
Wait, what? That means he didn't keep it on for 20 years.
Yeah. No, that was 20 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's been on since. And I guess that sort of precipitates the other news, which is all the Umihara Kawase games are no longer available on Steam. So,
yeah, I was actually just going to mention it because you brought it up.
Yep, yeah, 1 to 3 have been pulled since they're out of business now.
Yeah, if you want to get the last and best Umihara game, it's still up on 3DS and Vita. Both versions are fantastic. Vita version has more content. The PC version would have been the one to get, but it's gone now.
Yeah,
I'm sure it can be acquired.
But I'd rather play
fair,
it on, like, on the
full
screen as well.
They priced all of those games ridiculously high. Like, well, weren't they all $20?
Because they came out at the exact same time as in Japan. It was to prevent reverse importing.
Yeah.
In fact, the Vita one came out like 3 weeks before it came out in Japan, actually.
Yeah, I remember.
And it was $20 when the Japanese release was like 5,000 yen.
What is that?
Do you like Bionic Commando?
It's Bionic Commando Girls Mission.
Okay.
You ever wanted a better Bionic Commando?
No.
One that didn't have an embarrassing story?
Or character?
You mean...
Or mechanics?
No. You mean that
or hairstyle.
Her grappling hook is not...
Yo, that girl. That girl's legs were
not.
Her dad.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Had her dad legs.
Yeah. But that game's super good.
Ruined something so hard it can never come back.
But yeah, it's gone from Steam, so if you want it, go buy it while you still can.
Man, I don't care. Like, look.
No, you shut up.
No, no, because, yeah, like, I think it was like
Willy,
two or three.
I'm going to stop you right now.
Two or three weeks ago.
Make a Why I Like the Thing Bionic Commando arm.
Uh-huh.
Just do that video.
2 or 3 weeks ago, Jeff Gerstmann was like, we're talking just like we are now, and he's like, man, fuck it. That game was kind of cool.
I like that game too.
And that's where I stand.
Yeah.
You know, you make fun of it all you want, but it was kind of cool.
It was kind
of
cool.
That game is the epitome of a 3 out of 5.
I think it's more like a 6 out of 5.
I can live in a world where it's 3 out of 5. Yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
It's so easy to make fun of. Yeah. It's also the embodiment of that should have been the best, man. That should have been
but
the
then
best.
Willy will always go back on the old adage, and I agree. It's like, well, we got rearmed.
Yeah, totally. Also, Willy, when I make fun of it, like, remember, I'm the one who played all those multiplayer matches with you in the demo.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was nuts.
It was a fun-ass game.
And then the main game, none of those maps are as good as the demo map.
Yeah.
Playing it on Commando, though, gave me an appreciation.
Yeah, for those invisible fart walls.
That's the ones.
Don't swing too high. The air will kill you.
The kryptonite gas.
There was no fucking need for those. They were the worst.
There was no need for them.
Zone control.
But you just don't put things to grapple.
To grapple onto. Yeah.
There's no need walls of gas.
And also the biggest.
The biggest problem was the opposite thing
of expectation, where every single piece of footage made it look like that was an open world game.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. It was very strict, and it was like, oh. Because, like, the fantasy was to, like, go anywhere you wanted in this big place, like Spider-Man.
Mm.
And then it was like, no, go here or else the gas will kill you.
Yes, the wife gas. This gas is made out of my wife.
At the very least, they changed the hot dog arm.
No, it's the same.
No, the hot dog arm is gone, man.
I don't know, it's pretty similar.
Just never forget, like, fighting the angels. And then doing the thing.
That was really cool.
I inhaled a lot of my wife gas.
That finale was really fucking awesome.
Come on, right?
So cool.
I can't wait.
You want me to lie? That finale was amazing.
That entire finale is a QuickTime event.
I know, and it's so cool.
But imagine how much cooler it would have been to play.
No, I know. It would have been better, but it's still pretty cool.
That would have bumped the game up a whole point if you could play that sequence.
See, the two things I like about Bionic Commando Dreadman is... title screen?
Yeah.
Title screen's good.
Cloud Splitter.
Astounding.
Never forget.
Yeah.
Never forget Cloud Splitter.
Also, the idea that he has to be separated from the arm because he's too dangerous with it.
Yeah, that was cool.
All right.
Why didn't you destroy the arm?
Because his wife's in there. We can't get him a new wife.
Yeah.
That takes work.
But he doesn't know.
If you want to send us a letter to tell us about what family member is in your bionic arm.
You know, Willie, you got a bunch of spare family members. You could get a whole bionic body.
The Madden bot.
I've got doubles.
Oh, God.
Madden bot.
Here's my backup arm for Saturdays.
Yeah.
Here's my church arms.
Superbestfriendcast@gmail.com.
What was that?
That's superbestfriendcast@gmail.com. And if you send in a letter, question, or statement via that email address, you might sound a little something like the
Bionic Arms.
Sean Arnold says, hey, SBFC.
Hey, what up?
I'll give you one question.
Hello.
Well, no, it's actually one.
Pick the good question.
Have you ever been sold on a game having just heard a song? If you had to sell a game based on a single song, what would it be? Willie, you sold me on Undertale by putting the Asgore battle theme
as the outro to the podcast. That's a good one, man.
And now it's my game of the year 2015. Kind regards, Sean Arnold.
Song, huh? That's a tricky one.
I got one. And technically, it's a song combined with voice acting. When you showed me, Liam, the Nier trailer.
Just fucking best.
That trailer's music and voice acting 100% sold me on
that game. The dub is incredible. Mm. Like,
I couldn't believe how good the quality was.
And the music, like, you thought Moonlit Wilderness was something, right? Well, yeah.
It's actually quite garbage.
It's really shit if you think about it. It's barely even a song.
It's barely
just
music.
Bleeps and bloops.
Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
The sound of my cat dying is actually more melodic than Moonlit Wilderness.
Okay, so for me, like, it's kind of ties in really well what we were just talking about, because I didn't know what the hell Bionic Commando was, period. Up until Wooly started talking about it when trailers for Rearmed came out.
Were you just, like, in a coma for the 90s?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Whatever, I never, it was not at my rental place, so it didn't exist.
You never saw an arcade machine?
No, I did. The arcade machines that I had were almost all fighting games.
I never saw the arcade
and
machine.
And Lycan games. I saw the trailer, and I was like, that doesn't look so great. But the fucking, Sven, what's his fucking name? The guy who did all the music for that shit.
Simon Vicklin.
The Simon Vicklin fucking soundtrack to that shit was so godlike. I was like, well, I gotta play this. And okay. Wooly tells me that it's good, so
yeah.
I should probably play this.
That trailer that was synced to the music was something special.
Yeah. It's up there with that Mirror's Edge trailer.
Because that's what shows that Ben Judd really like loved the game and wanted to show it in
Mirror's Edge,
you know, best light.
Mirror's Edge is still theme. Alive.
Yes, that could have been Bleeps and Bloops and I would have still been in.
Yeah, yeah. But it wasn't.
It went above.
That was a final nail.
Yeah.
The JRPG by Tecmo Koei called Arno Surge. Mm-hmm. If it had had regular JRPG music, I probably just would have went, oh, okay. But it has like an incredible, astounding soundtrack. Mm-hmm. It bumped it up a whole point in my mind for sure.
I got another one, but
I can't think of one that like outright it was just the song. And this really isn't fair because it's a platinum game, but I really think about it, like when the first like real gameplay of Anarchy Reigns drop with Ready to Go playing over it. Like I like Ready to Go more than I like
more
Anarchy
than you
Reigns,
like the game?
And I love Anarchy
Soundtrack's
Reigns.
Soundtrack's amazing. Yep.
So, but that like I just listened to it on loop, and I would stop looking at the video and do other things while I had the video on loop just so I could hear the song.
Yeah,
because the only place it was available. So that's as close as I can get.
I had the same thing happen, but again, like I really like the game, so it's not really fair. But when Drakengard 3 was first announced out of nowhere, and it was like, oh my god, why? The trailer's song. I listened to it all the time. I ripped it, and it had all the dialogue over it, but whatever. I'm just going to listen to it on repeat. I totally know what you mean.
What's your second one, Pat?
My other one, well, I have two other ones, but whatever.
Calm down.
My other one was, so I never had a Super Nintendo, and I did not have any friends for the early part of that life cycle that has Super Nintendo. It's all just Bleeps and Bloops. And I had played Mega Man 1 and 2 and really liked those games, but I was at a fucking event with my Cub Scout troop where people brought in their game consoles to set them up, and it was like this big thing.
That's what Cub Scout should have been.
And
I should have just been playing video games.
I had brought in my Genesis and like a bunch of my games, and I heard behind me, I'm like, what is that? That is the best. And turn around, and it's Mega Man X on Storm Eagle stage.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know that the X series existed because it had just come out.
Pretty good.
And was, oh my god, I need a friend that has a Super Nintendo right now.
Okay, yeah. No, my brother and I, we spent like weeks just singing Mega Man 2 Wily theme to each other. Yeah. Like, at all times of the day. Like, all day.
It's amazing.
Matter.
It's
amazing,
that song.
I think my number two would also be... It kind of doesn't count like you, Liam, because I was in anyway.
Did you like the game anyway? Yeah.
But Metroid Prime 1, when I first heard that music...
Magmoor Caverns, or...
No, the title theme.
The title theme, okay.
When I first fucking heard that, I
it's amazing. It's so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
We got one coming in from...
Good trailer music and good trailer direction can...
Help out immensely.
Can do everything.
Good music, period.
Like, you don't need that much of a marketing budget. Just get one really awesome trailer out there.
Like, you can you can even just pick out games and take away their music and they become immensely weaker. Yeah. Like Hotline Miami. If that music...
If that
music was just generic nothing, it'd be...
Fuck that game. Yeah, totally. Fuck that game.
Yeah, when I first played Hotline Miami, I was just like, it was good, right? But then there's this one track that I was like, oh, shit. But I was going to say, though, like Pat was talking about trailer music or whatever, I suppose if you put platinum music over, like, Anubis 2 or Ninja Bread Man,
you could
have sold a few more copies.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Persona without the music is trash.
Fly Me to the Moon or...
What?
Yeah,
it's basically... It's damaged. Yeah.
It's damaged.
No,
though, for
no,
sure.
No. I
like, Resident
joking.
Evil without...
It is a component of its presentation.
Resident it Evil is, but I was joking.
The,
yeah, I know,
slavish
I know.
Footstep noises mm-hmm. is, like, damaged.
Yeah.
Spencer says, hey guys, quick question for Liam.
How's your wife doing, Spence?
Liam, who is your Puzzles & Dragons leader, and what's your team build?
I haven't played Puzzles & Dragons since the last time
Liam
I spoke
mentioned
about
it,
on the
it a
podcast.
Few times, and
Let's,
I've been curious about
yeah,
it for a while.
I haven't played it since the last time I played it on the podcast, so real talk, I forget.
Nice.
Completely.
Blackthorn.
Good job.
I don't play it anymore.
Blackthorn.
I got to the point...
You stupid fucks, that is the best.
I got to the point in gacha games where mm-hmm. you get to the bit where you're like, oh, this is the bit where I need to grind for everything.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. This is the bit where I need to save up my premium tickets, because if I cash in more at the same time, I get one extra grab. So I stop.
I don't understand.
I can't play gacha games anymore.
Said.
They drive me insane. Yes. But I really liked Puzzle & Dragons, because fuck, that gameplay's good. Mm-hmm. The 3DS mm-hmm. game's good. I like that one.
Hola, super mejores amigos.
Hey, what
hola.
Up? What up?
Hola.
His name is Jose.
Hey, Jose, what's up?
My question for everyone is, since you guys speak several languages in some extent, to some extent.
I speak one language well and one language poorly.
Yeah.
Do you have an example of media that you prefer to consume in a language that's not the original?
Not the original?
For example, Pat's love of StarCraft's French Terran
oh,
announcer.
They're so good, man.
Wack Fu in French is the way to watch it, as far as I'm concerned.
That's the opposite of what he's asking.
No.
Wait, sorry.
Not the original language.
Oh, not the original. I'm sorry.
I much prefer Golden Boy in English than Japanese.
That's a good example.
I think that while Dan Castellaneta is amazing, that French Homer is the best. French Homer is the absolute
Irish
shit.
French Homer is a good
Near, without question. And to that extent, a lot of AAA Square Enix games have amazing dubs. Mm-hmm. Like, say what you will about the game, but Final Fantasy 13 has an amazing dub.
Yeah.
For example.
Eddie Murphy's Coming to America in French is Un Prince à New York, and that is way funnier in
oh,
French
yeah?
than it is in English.
Wow.
For stupid
reasons. I never would have thought it.
It's so weird, and it's beloved here in Quebec specifically, because it's actually funnier in French.
There's this one fucking anime, but I can't remember which one it is.
I think I actually prefer Persona 4's English voice acting.
Okay. We'll take one here from Jair. And
hey, what up?
Hang on. Jair. I think I got a good answer.
Okay.
But
okay.
I gotta remember.
What is it?
Okay, yeah. Ghost Stories, Gakko no Kaidan.
Of course! Yes, Ghost Story!
Ghost Stories...
can only be watched in English.
When Ghost Stories was brought over from Japan...
This. I think I know this one.
It was so bad that they just dubbed it over with a new comedic script and just said, fuck it.
Yeah, they told the voice actors, do whatever you
it's
want.
Wow.
Dude, it's great. It's a totally different script, does not follow the original script. It's great.
It's hilarious.
They just gave up.
Watch it.
Okay.
No, they didn't give up. They stepped up.
Okay.
It's like a bunch of for realsy voice actors got a real thing in and said just fucking dub it like it's fucking abridged.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a canon abridged.
Outtakes for the main story.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The series was licensed for North America by ADV Films, whose English dub replaced the original script.
Okay.
Like,
you can just find compilations on YouTube and
here, this line might sell you. The series was also picked up by the anime TV network Animax, who broadcast the series with a different English dub, unedited and uncensored.
Yeah.
So, like, they went places with
all right, that. All right.
It's crazy. Go
yeah, that's good. That
fucking
was a
great.
Good example.
Jair says, Jair. Whenever you guys talk about MOBAs, you bring up that the FGC didn't have its shit together 10 years ago.
That's correct.
And you also mention a short death of fighters in relation to MK Deception. I was a Babby Liam around the same time of these events. Could you fill me in on what you're talking about? So,
okay.
I'll keep it brief, because this could go on for a whole long thing.
It can.
But there's bullet points, and the first bullet point is the FGC and... MLG
Major League Gaming yeah.
had beef, and they had beef because at EVO 2005 they cooperated to have a shared event, and when MLG ran, they kind of took over, because that's one of the problems is MLG likes to kind of over control things, mm-hmm. and the FGC didn't like that, but they collaborated mm-hmm. anyway.
Well, they in all fairness, they got to run a tight ship.
Sure,
it's hard to sell that kind of stuff.
So they ran the event, and the EVO attendees outnumbered the non fighting game attendees.
Mm-hmm.
but they only got 25% of the space allocated to them. Mm-hmm. And so everything FGC related was crowded. Most of the machines were allocated to other stuff that wasn't as popular or getting as used. So everyone kind of felt like, you know, the fighting game community got snubbed in 2005.
They
did. And as a result, when the finals were going on for anything that wasn't a fighting game, the crowd that outnumbered everyone booed and, like, hissed and kind of, you know, made
it. It was nasty.
They got nasty about it. Exactly.
It was a black eye for everybody involved.
So that created some bad blood. Fast forward, the next time they tried to get together was 2010. MLG was going to run a fighting game event with some sketchy unknown dude who set up this tournament, convinced a bunch of players that it was going to happen and it was going to be big MLG payouts, etc. The players bought their tickets and booked their hotel rooms and everything.
Is that Island Nation?
And then, not that at all. That was a whole other thing.
That's a different thing.
And then, you know, backed out and ran away and sketched out into nothing. Tickets were already bought. People were fucking pissed.
Money was lost.
MLG stepped in to try and say, hey, we didn't really have that much to do with this. We kind of were behind it, but not really. Mm-hmm. This guy was another guy. But by that point, Capcom Japan had read the whole story, mm-hmm. and went, you guys are trying to ruin the grassroots fighting game community.
Yeah.
And Capcom Japan got upset at MLG at that point.
Yeah.
So the combination of these two things basically separated them. And so while this beef was happening, League of Legends and Dota just had to exist and be addictive.
Those came out of the massive popularity of StarCraft.
In Korea,
like,
yeah.
Like, that StarCraft built up the esports phenomenon.
Without a doubt.
And then these games were very similar and very popular in the same region, and it was like a very natural transition for League of Legends in particular, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly, and Dota did its own thing and got big.
Not to mention, MLG was successful, relatively speaking, at popularizing shooters. As an MLG genre, and quote unquote.
In addition, on top genre. Of that, there's like a weird cultural divide in which the fighting game community doesn't want. Like, esports is like a dirty word.
Yeah, there's that's the part of it I'm not really mentioning
because it's not real, man.
We're now in an era where people use it unironically.
Because esports is because people
used it unironically, for a long
but
time.
It's not like super part of the story, but there was the fact that, you know, FGC was arcade born. It was, you know, it
it's
felt very
mean.
Very like aggressive, and it came from a community that wasn't like off the computer playing online with your buddies at home.
It's no friendlies.
So exactly, there's no friendlies.
Yeah.
So that's it. So there's a part of it where it's like we're not esports. Fuck that shit. But that sentiment of we're not esports came from the 2005 event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Last one we're gonna take from Mark.
Like a series of unfortunate. Like maybe Capcom's really pushing it. Like hopefully there's success there.
Yeah. No, things are wounds are being mended and healed, and you know things are coming together, and the Capcom Cup has shown that like they're willing to put tons of money into this.
Gets eyes is when I heard the Dota 2 championship thing is like $50 billion or whatever.
Yeah.
Like my ears perked up and said, okay, maybe I should actually pay attention a little.
No, they realized, you know, and I feel like it's like some of the development budget was like put into the Capcom Cup in some
way. Oh,
totally.
Yeah, without a doubt.
But,
and did we talk about
that? That's their marketing budget,
away?
Too.
It is.
When you really think about it.
Did we talk about Daigo giving his winnings away?
We didn't, but Daigo.
Fucking good for Daigo.
Is a fucking champ.
Gave his winnings away
more
to charity.
Ways than one. Yeah, everything he won at Capcom. And the thing is, you know, he's a sponsored player by Mad Catz. He gets a salary.
Yeah, whatever, man.
So, like, it's a type of thing where for him, it's like, yeah, what's another win, right? So,
yeah, but giving your money away, that's, like,
and,
for charity. That's
yeah,
cool. That's
to,
nice
to a game to yeah. a game design school in specific.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the winner of the scholarship that year was Ski Sonic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, that's where that's what that turned into. But very cool.
That collusion.
Yeah, charitable.
I don't think so, but yeah. But no, like that's a really awesome move on him.
Yeah.
And yeah, last one we're gonna take is from Mark.
Hey, Mark.
You what stole up? A KOF invitation from the America sports team.
Uh huh.
Striker rules apply. What's your order select?
What?
Like, can you explain this question slightly?
Sorry, when you play KOF,
you're playing King of Fighters,
you pick your characters.
Yeah, but like we stole an invitation.
Yeah, so every year teams.
So I'm a fighter
really?
In the tournament.
Yeah, well, every year there's invitations that go out to every team, and America team often gets its invitation stolen or like something
oh, really?
Happens. So we got it this year.
Okay,
we are a team.
Who
we are entered.
Your strikers.
What's your order? And yeah,
can I
if it's a four player team, we have to have a striker.
Yeah.
So
can I be the striker in my own team? I don't want to fight Clark. I'll fucking die.
You want to be? Is it, what's your striker assist move?
Is it us me? And anybody in the world?
No, it's just the four of us. What's our order?
Oh, it's me. Order me, select. You and Pat.
I misunderstood that completely.
So if Pat's gonna be a striker, you gotta have one of those running in, trip the guy.
Yeah, can
or
I
hold
pull out
moves?
A gun and shoot the guy with a
bullshit?
Gun?
Bullshit.
No.
Oh.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be very good in a fighting tournament.
I say Liam on point. I say Matt in the middle, and I'll take anchor with Pat as an assist. That's my suggestion.
That seems fine.
I can live with that, I guess. I'll die. I'll still die.
I thought Liam was asking, like, pick your dream team.
I'd probably go
whoever.
Matt, Wooly, me, and then on the assist, Heavy D.
Yeah.
This is also the correct answer.
Yeah, like, that feels like an unfair question because the order doesn't matter because we will all be murdered.
Dead. Right. Dead on the floor.
Oh, yeah, okay. Because I assume okay, well, it's I hear us. You've been taking boxing classes. Go fight Iori.
Yeah.
well, maybe we'll have to fight that stupid little girl, Momoko or whatever
that
her
name
is.
That stupid little girl can create a massive energy beam.
She'll rip your dick off.
From dance, man.
Or bow.
Momoji.
Bow. You mean Futada?
Those little kids can shoot Ooh. Energy blasts,
yeah,
bro.
No.
Kids get it.
We'd get wrecked. The screen would fade to white immediately, dude.
Insert another coin. You picked the wrong team.
You just lose by default?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Like Shingo could beat all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, even he has a chance of getting the fire.
But is it fighting game versions of us, or is it just us?
Yeah, no, because if it's us for real,
it's just us.
Then
I imagine it's literally us
as we
are.
Then we're going to die
in this world. All right,
Leona stabs you in the chest and explodes you, man.
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't want none of that.
Let's do our plugs.
All right, we have a plug now.
We got some plugs.
Okay, we have this podcast. You should listen to. It's called the Supergrass Podcast.
What are we looking forward to this week? I believe is what Willie is trying to say.
Plugs, yes.
Nothing in particular for me is coming out, so I'm just going to keep playing what I'm playing.
Volume is coming out this week, so I'm going to play Volume. That's by Mike Bethel, who made Thomas Was Alone. Mm-hmm. He's got a charming, charming British voice, and he makes good video games. Mm-hmm. So it's a stealth game, by the way.
Stephen Baum this week, can't wait, because the new episode is like, I saw that preview of it, I was like, oh my god, it's so cute. So I'm looking forward to watching the rest of that. And, I still want to go see The Revenant. I was supposed to go see it last week, but then we chose Creed instead. So I still really want to see that because I don't feel cold enough being outside.
I still have to see The Ridiculous 8 or whatever.
Yeah, The Hateful Eight.
No, you want to see The Ridiculous 8.
Dude, I watched Ridiculous 6. I couldn't last longer than 10 minutes.
Yeah, I told you about this. It's a new drinking game, but without drinking.
How long can
you watch this?
And me and my girlfriend both tapped out shy of 10 minutes, and then when we tapped out and hit the button on the controller, we saw we were barely at 3.
Nice.
We thought it was 10. It's unbearable. That film's terrible.
Yeah.
I was going to watch G in No Reco Gundam, but this took up its place since I had all the spite to get out of my system.
Hate building up.
So now I'm going to go start that instead.
You should watch Log Horizon Season 2 out of spite.
Which I hear I might be saddened by as well. Yeah. Also, I'm going to say thanks, Matt, as well, for the physical copy of Rare Replay. Mm-hmm. Really cool. Going to pop that in and do some stuff.
Still kind of embarrassed, but it's fine.
It's okay. And also, my girlfriend got me Battlefront. So,
cool.
I get to try that out without spending the money.
What is on its way to my house?
Don't worry about it.
Because now there's all this anticipation. I don't know what's going on
when it gets there.
Okay,
and it's pretty good.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm very,
don't worry. Stop thinking. You're panicking.
Is it a man with a gun?
Yeah.
Ding dong,
bang,
blitzball.
More Blitzball is on its way.
Old Hunter should be cashing out by the end of the week.
Oh, yeah?
As we alluded to on our channel before, a new Naruto LP is starting this week as well as a little quick thing I did of me Playing Donkey Kong Country completely by myself because no one wanted to play it with
me. So, Wooly, I'm kind of shocked that you didn't mention on the podcast that you're starting to reread the manga for Naruto.
Which is bullshit because I'm not. But I will say this.
You are.
I talked to Billy and I was like, yo, Billy, so here's what's going on. All right. We're playing this stupid game as an LP.
Yeah, I know.
And we watched the stupid video that was kind of cool. It was actually really cool. And everything
did you
was
play
like,
the demo
oh,
for the new one?
No.
Fuck, man.
And
production values.
Yeah. And I'm like, so I was like, what the fuck is happening? Why are we suddenly looking at this shit again? And he just kind of held his hands out and just went, I never left, bro. I never left. Wow. I've been here the whole time.
That's great.
Alone.
And I was like, ah! And he's just waiting. He's like, anytime you want it. And I'm like, no!
Welcome.
No.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Data bio.
You never left either.
Welcome home.
You were meant
welcome home, yeah.
Welcome
we've
home.
Been waiting.
That's no
like,
good.
Like, and I just open up the manga like, tadaima!
And you're crying. And your headband is sliding onto your head.
Yeah. Oh, no, where was it?
I take off my slippers. I'm home.
I thought I threw that backpack away.
It's like one of those like cursed horror items where like, I threw this in the garbage.
Bully, you're never,
why
like,
is it on my bed?
As much as you try and distance yourself, you'll never, ever, ever be able to get away from the sand ninja headband on your backpack.
Yeah.
It's the... Yeah, no.
That was the chain but, that cannot be broken.
The irreparable damage.
But at least I wasn't the guy...
Who wore it on his fucking head? Yeah.
No. The guy we know that had the weighted fucking clothing. On his feet. On the weighted leg wraps that did that for real.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
To be fair, he got really strong.
See, that's the worst thing.
We're not there.
The worst thing about that is if a guy did that and you were like, why are you doing this? And you said, well, because of Naruto, you'd be like, oh, I'm going to
because you know what?
Right? But if you're like, why are you doing that? And the guy's like, I want to train for boxing. And that's what Naniwa Rocky did. That's what Sendo does. You'd be like, oh, okay.
Look, and that's the thing. I had a real think about this. And it's like, no matter how much I get blasted for the headband on the bag, it's this. At the time, it was the same as having a Gurren logo on your bag.
Yeah, that's right.
So it was the exact same context
as
now.
Not as cool.
Right? Imagine if Gurren Lagann didn't stop at 26, and then it got awful. At 200.
That's true.
I don't think Naruto was ever as good as a single episode of Gurren Lagann.
Except for four.
Yeah. Except for four.
But you get the spirit.
I get it.
All right.
Naruto's dumb, man.
I remember not liking it from the very beginning.
Because you have good taste.
You're on the ground floor.
I don't know how that happened, because I was a kid, too. When did that start in North America?
2006?
In North America?
You could get episodes.
I don't know, because I was reading it.
Yeah,
I was just
reading
it.
I don't know.
But whenever that
Zabuza
started...
is still cool.
Like, I was young.
Yeah,
Zabuza's
the
coolest bit.
I stand by it. With you, weirdo.
I agree with that.
Here's some music.
Hey, where's the music at?
It's right here.
I can't hear the music.
Is it Naruto music?
It's not.
It should be.
It should be.
No, I have more appropriate music.